Something about weekday day baseball has allowed the Rawhide to thrive this season. As of yesterday, Visalia is 4-0 in day games played on Tuesdays and Wednesdays. Tonight, the Rawhide will look to string together another win with less than 15 games remaining in the first half of the California League season. Coming up next, it's Game 3 of the six-game series between the Visalia Rawhide and the Rancho Cucamonga Quakes. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Lone Mart Field, located in Rancho Cucamonga, California. Joe Gonzalez with you on this warm Thursday night. Pleasure to have you alongside for Game 53 of the year. And yesterday, the Rawhide, a dominant 10-1 win over the Rancho Quakes. Caden Grice received his second win of the year. He's now 2-3 with a 4.28 ERA. And Visalia got on the board first in the second inning. And then in the third, the Rawhide tacked on another three runs. And then the eighth inning, the Rawhide got the insurance they needed, a four-run top half of the eighth and one more run in the top of the ninth inning. Rancho's lone run in yesterday's ballgame occurred in the bottom of the fifth inning when Kendall George ended up coming home to score. The stat line yesterday for Caden Grice, five innings of work, five hits, one earned run. He struck out five batters and walked three. And as mentioned, he received his second professional win of his career. And following yesterday's game, we caught up with Caden and asked about his thoughts on his performance.
Hey, Ryan fans, we're here with starting pitcher Caden Grice. Caden, first off today, five innings of work, five hits, five strikeouts. Just initial thoughts on the game.
I think there was a lot of balls put in play, and I think my defense was really great behind me. I think they were the ones who helped me get to the game. And, you know, having guys behind you like that and that support from the lineup as well, like all the hits we had, I mean, you really can't ask for much more.
When you get that much offense early in the ballgame, how does that kind of affect the rest of your approach throughout the game?
So, yeah, I mean, it kind of sets you up for like a smooth sail, but at the same time, you have to remember you have to stay locked in, that the game's not over, you have a long way until the game's finished. So, you know, just maintaining the focus that you had at the beginning of the game, especially when teams get runs.
Another five-strikeout game. Last time you didn't have five strikeouts was May 1st against Stockton. I mean, what are you doing to be able to strike out some of the batters?
I mean, just trusting my catcher, man, just trying to rely on the pitches he's calling and then the preparation I'm putting in day to day. I mean, thanks to T-Mark for helping me figure some stuff out. But, yeah, just trying to stay locked in.
What do pitchers do to kind of create that connection with your catchers?
You know, just talking to them on day to day, just being able to, you know, throw them during a bullpen or like a short side session, you know, kind of gaining the trust between the two people. And, I mean, I trust De Leon, I trust Kenny. I think they're both really great. So, I mean, having them back there is nice.
Last question. First day game of the season that you've pitched in, how did that kind of affect your prep?
I mean, in college, I threw on Sundays, and it was 1 o'clock game every day, every Sunday. So I was really excited. I love throwing during the day. It was good for me, and it was nice to, you know, have the energy behind everybody and, you know, supporting me. It was cool.
All right, thank you for your time.
Great hearing from Caden Grice after yesterday's performance, allowing him to get his second win of the year. What's up, Zayden? And when we come back, we'll take a look around the California League scoreboard and the out-of-town scoreboard as well as we get ready for our starting pitchers in just a couple of moments. First pitch coming up at 6:30 p.m. right here from Lone Mart Field. It's Game 3 of the six-game series between the Visalia Rawhide and the Rancho Cucamonga Quakes. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball at VisaliaRawhide.com.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Get ready to take on the great outdoors in a brand new Toyota truck. Answer the call to adventure with powerful performance and start exploring. Right now, get low 1.99% APR financing on the powerful 2024 Tundra and Tundra Hybrid. Or check out the all-new redesigned 2024 Tacoma. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium-rated credit. Excludes TRD Pro. Ends 4/30/24.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball. We continue our pregame coverage, and we'll look at the California League standings for the first time tonight. In first place is the Lake Elsinore Storm. They're two games ahead of the Rancho Cucamonga Quakes. However, they've lost their last two. They're 26 and 25. Meanwhile, for Rancho, they're 24 and 27 after they suffered a loss yesterday afternoon. They're two games back. Meanwhile, for Visalia, they picked up a game thanks to their win and the loss from Lake Elsinore. They're now 22 and 30, riding a one-game winning streak. And then all of a sudden, the Inland Empire 66ers, they have the longest winning streak out of anybody in the league. They're on a four-game winning streak, 7.5 games back there, 19 and 33. Meanwhile, up in the north, the Modesto Nuts, they're 36 and 15. They won last night against the Fresno Grizzlies. Speaking of the Grizzlies, they are 30 and 22, 6.5 games back. Meanwhile, in third, the San Jose Giants, also 30 and 22. Means they're 6.5 games back from Modesto. And then lastly, in fourth, is the Stockton Ports. They are 19 and 32. Rancho's getting warmed up, and also in Inland Empire, they're warming up as well out at San Manuel Stadium. Lake Elsinore and the 66ers will get started at 6:30 p.m. as well. About 35 minutes later, out at John Thurman Field in Modesto, the Nuts will get started at 7:05 against the Fresno Grizzlies in a series that is split 1-1 at the moment. Lastly, out at Banner Island Ballpark, they'll get started as well at 7:05. It'll be San Jose and the Stockton Ports. Next up, we move around the Arizona Diamondbacks organization. We're out in Hillsboro, currently warming up against the Spokane Indians. Hillsboro is 26 and 25. Meanwhile, for Spokane, they are 27 and 22. And one of the best pitchers in all of the Northwest League, Spencer Diesting, will be on the mound. He's got a .94 ERA that leads the Northwest League right now out in High. Meanwhile, in Double A, the Amarillo Sod Poodles, they get started a little bit against the Tulsa Drillers. Tacoma and Reno get started at 7:05. And then out in the Dominican Summer League, the Dominican Summer League D-backs with a no-hitter against the Nationals. 3-0 the final on that one, and then out in the major league level, the Arizona Diamondbacks and San Diego Padres will get started here in just a couple moments. Starting pitchers for today's ballgame, it'll be two righties going at it. It'll be the right-hander Patrick Copen on the mound for the Rancho Cucamonga Quakes. He's 6'6", 220, the 22-year-old from Marshall. He is 3-2 with a 3.76 ERA. Meanwhile, for Visalia, it will be Jacob Steinmetz on the mound. 6'6", 230, the 20-year-old right-hander. He is 2-2 with 3.92 ERA. And last outing, a career high in both innings pitched with 7 and a career high in strikeouts with 9. And after that, we take a look at how that game sounded. Last game at home. 2-2, no out, swing and a miss. Pitcher in there for a strike three. As mentioned at the top of the at bat, two pitch on the way, swung on and missed. It's going to get past the catcher, Donald Leon. The throw to first is low, and Feltner is able to dig it out of the dirt, and the inning will come to 8 RBIs and 16 stolen bases. And Capri Ortiz will be rung up on three straight pitches, four straight. Half swing, does he go around? He does. 9-1, 0-2 pitch, swing and a miss, strike three. Swing and a miss, strike three. Payoff pitch. Inside corner, strike three. And a new career high for Jacob Steinmetz. 9 strikeouts through 7 innings of work with 1 earned run. What a night for Steinmetz, and we head to the bottom of the 7th inning.
There are only 3 things a man really loves. His truck, and his truck. Oh, shoot. Make that 5 things. I forgot my wife and the dog. Sorry, honey. But if you're involved in a collision in your truck or your wife's car on the way to meet your buddies for your weekly golf game, don't fuss. Call Gus at Gus Body Shop located in Visalia at 715 East Essequia. They are a third-generation, family-owned body shop, have great customer service and free estimates. You'll have your truck or your wife's car back to pre-collision condition in no time. And listen up, this is important. In the state of California, you have the right to choose the body shop you want to repair your vehicle. Gus understands how overwhelming the process can be. He'll help you with the insurance claim, the car rental, and even picks up and drops off your car. Now that's good old-fashioned customer service. Don't fuss. Call Gus at 625-3636. That's right, 625-3636. Gus's Body Shop, where your satisfaction is our reputation.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Let's go! A new season means new opportunities. Discover action-packed adventure in a brand new Toyota truck. Get low 3.99% APR on the legendary Tacoma. Check out the powerful Tundra or lease a Tacoma Double Cab 4x4 for as low as $369 a month. Toyota. Let's go places.
There's a story about President Kennedy visiting NASA in 1962 and meeting a janitor while he toured the building. Kennedy asked him, "What do you do here?" The janitor replied, "Well, Mr. President, I'm helping put a man on the moon." At Kauia Health, we hold that same belief that every employee in every department has a purpose necessary to achieve our mission of caring for our community. They are the driving force behind our commitment to provide compassionate, world-class care to everyone who walks through our doors. They are at the heart of what we do, no matter what job they hold. Because when you set out to achieve something extraordinary, something so demanding yet so worthwhile, no job is too small. At Kauia Health, all of our employees are making a difference in the way we care for our community. Kauia Health. More than medicine. Life.
Kauia Health. Life.
The California League season rolls on here in Rancho Cucamonga, California. We arrive at Lone Mart Field for game three of the six-game series between the Visalia Rawhide and the Rancho Cucamonga Quakes. Visalia, the single-A affiliate of the Arizona Diamondbacks. Meanwhile, Rancho, they are the single-A affiliate of the LA Dodgers. Visalia enters the ballgame with a record of 22-30. Meanwhile, for the Quakes, they arrive in today's ballgame with a record of 24-27. And Rancho has had its struggles as of lately. They've lost 14 games in their last 16. Meanwhile, for Visalia, 8-15 on the road. Which one will get first on this Thursday night? And for the first time today, we'll look at the starting lineup for the Rawhide. Leading things off with the shortstop, number 8, Christopher Torin. He'll be followed by the third baseman, Yancel Luis. Batting third, the left fielder, Junior Franco. And then at the cleanup spot, the Rawhide catcher, Kenny Castillo. Anderson Rojas will play second base and bat fifth. And then it'll be number 6, the center fielder, Drew Jones. Batting 7, Adrian DeLeon, the Rawhide DH for today's ballgame. Modifi Marte will get a start at first base for back-to-back games. And then lastly, out in right field is Angel Ortiz. And what a past 2 weeks he's having. We'll talk about him as this broadcast continues to roll on. Torin will step in, and Copen will step in as well. And on a sunny Thursday night, we are officially underway. The first pitch on the way is in there for strike 0-1. First pitch officially goes down at 6:35 on a sunny 79-degree evening. 0-1 to Torin, and the pitch outside. For ball 1-1. First pitch of the game brought to you by Golden Valley Painting, painting the corners with ease since 2002. For all your painting needs, call Juan Moya at 559-740-0311. Marine's 1-1 pitch on the way, and misses outside for ball 2-2-1. Visalia 10-1 winners of yesterday's ball game. Meanwhile, Rancho took the opening game of the series. Copen's pitch popped up to the left side. Third baseman Osorio gives it a look, but it would be Carlos Rojas looking up as well, and it's going to land up in the bleachers. Rancho 11-5 victors on Tuesday night's ballgame, a ballgame where Rancho opened up the ballgame, scoring a run in each of the first four frames. Visalia got the scoring done first yesterday. They scored 2 in the second and 3 in the third. Patrick Copen's 2-2 pitch on the way to Christopher Torin. And that one is fouled directly backwards. Christopher Torin so far this year batting .247 with 2 home runs and 23 RBIs. A slugging percentage at a .364. Rawhide player who in the first 2 weeks was batting well above .400. And now Torino will ground this one over to the left side. It will be scooped up by the shortstop, Jordan Thompson. They throw low to Sean McClain. Is scooped up at first, and there's one down here in the inning. Starting defense for the Rancho Cucamonga Quakes, Patrick Copen is on the mound. He'll be throwing to his catcher, Carlos Rojas, wearing number 51. Over at first base will be Sean McClain, sporting number 57. The second baseman will be number 23, Gerald Perez. The one-out pitch on the way to Yancel Luis, and that pitch misses outside for ball 1-1-0. Meanwhile, on the left side of the infield will be the shortstop, Jordan Thompson. He'll be joined by the third baseman, Oswaldo Astoria. One ball, no strikes, one away. Copen's pitch on the way. And it's swung on and missed, and the count will move to 1-1. Meanwhile, out in left field will be Wilman Diaz. Out in center field will be Samuel Munoz. And then lastly, in right, will be Juan Alonso. Your starting nine for the Rancho Cucamonga Quakes. Yancel Luis will take that pitch inside, and the count will now move to 2-1. Anthem would like to remind you that Life Health Online lets you visit a doctor through video chat on your computer, tablet, or smartphone. 2-1 on the way. Luis swings and misses 2-2. When you need to see a doctor late at night or can't make it to the doctor's office, Life Health Online can help at no cost to Anthem MedCal members. Starting lineups tonight brought to you by Anthem. 2-2 with one away. Yancel Luis at the plate for the first 6:30 start time of the week. And Luis will swing on a pitch upstairs and foul that one directly backwards. 6 p.m. was the opening game of the series. And then you had the 11 a.m. game yesterday for the local summer camps. And then he moved to 6:30 Thursday through Saturday, with Sunday being the 2 o'clock first pitch before the Rawhide return home to take on Modesto. 2-2 pitch, grounded to the right side. It'll be scooped up by Perez. He'll throw over first base in time. McLean provides the coverage. And back-to-back groundouts here for Patrick Copen, who will bring up Junior Franco to the plate. Let's talk a little bit about Copen. He's 3-2 at the 3.76 ERA, making his 11th start of the season. He's pitched in 40 2/3 innings. The strikeout-to-walk ratio, 43 punch-outs, 19 free passes. Yancel Luis's pitch, I should say Junior Franco's pitch, is in there for a strike 0-1. Last year for Patrick Copen, spent a little bit of time at the Arizona Complex League before getting the call over to Rancho. Just one game during that time, an inning of work. Just one hit, three pitches. He moved out to Rancho, appeared in two games, and that would be the end of the 2023 season. Game number 11 of the year, second time he's pitched against Visalia this year. 0-2 pitch on the way to Junior. That one's grounded to the left side. A very high chopper. Franco sprinting down the line. A bare hand grab by Astorio's not in time. And it'll be the first Rawhide hit of the game. Junior Franco's second hit of the week. And it brings up Kenny Castillo to the plate. First hit of the game brought to you by Rosa Brothers Milk Company. With Rosa Brothers Milk, every sip is special. Moo! So Kenny Castillo steps up with two down and runner on first. Castillo so far this year batting .271 with a home run and five RBIs. Castillo's pitch on the way. And it's a little bit outside for ball one, 1-0. Castillo has continuously provided loud outs for this Rawhide team this year. His lone home run of the season was when Rancho was in town. And now he pops that one to the right side, and the count is now 1-1. One ball, one strike, two down. Patrick Copen will get ready to deal to Kenny Castillo. Stare down the pitch on the way. And misses outside it for a ball, 2-1. Castillo will use his batter's timeout before stepping back in the box. Anderson Rojas waits on deck, looking to be the fifth batter of this first inning. And now time called here by the home plate umpire, Jeremy Rada. Makes his debut of the series after he replaced Tyler Vandewater, who is the substitute umpire for the first two games of the series. Vandewater had the start at home on a Tuesday, and now that pitch fouled off to the right side, 2-2. Joshua Runge over on the first base path. He was the home plate umpire in yesterday's ballgame. 2-2 with two down. Copen glances over at first, where it's Junior Franco, who was able to beat out a high chopper to the third base side, Oswaldo Osorio. The 2-2 on the way. A breaking ball upstairs, swung on and missed for Kenny Castillo, and Patrick Copen is able to retire the side without allowing a run And we head to the bottom of the first inning where we'll see Jacob Steinmetz for the first time today. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball on VisaliaRawhide.com. Rancho 0, Visalia 0. We'll be right back.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR on the adventurous RAV4 and the road trip ready Highlander. Or lease a RAV4 for just $379 a month.
No, grab the keys, come on, let's go.
Toyota, let's go places. Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Right now, get low 3.99% APR financing on Highlander or check out great lease deals on the stylish Camry, sporty Corolla, and dynamic RAV4. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details.
At Valley Strong Credit Union, we know that local businesses are the backbone of the Central Valley, investing in our neighborhoods, boosting the economy, making the Valley stronger. But when it comes to their finances, where can they turn? A big bank that just sees another number? That's not good enough. Valley businesses deserve Valley support for payroll, credit, cash flow, and everything in between. Valley business is Valley strong. Learn how our cash management services can support your business at valleystrong.com.
There's a story about President Kennedy visiting NASA in 1962 and meeting a janitor while he toured the building. Kennedy asked him, "What do you do here?" The janitor replied, "Well, Mr. President, I'm helping put a man on the moon." At Kaweah Health, we hold that same belief that every employee in every department has a purpose necessary to achieve our mission.
Attention, Central Valley residents. Are you in need of top quality?
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball. We move into the bottom of the first inning, and it's Steinmetz on the bump today for the Rawhide. Jacob Steinmetz comes in at 6'6", 230, the 20-year-old from Woodmere, New York. The 1-0 pitch from Steinmetz is on the way, and it's in there for a strike, 1-1. Steinmetz drafted in the third round of the 2021 MLB draft with the 77th overall pick by the Arizona Diamondbacks. The 1-1 on the way, and it's a little bit low for ball 2-2-1 to Gerald Perez. Drafted straight out of high school, one of two players on this Rawhide team that were drafted straight out of high school level. The other player is the Rawhide center fielder, Drew Jones. That pitch fouled backwards for strike two. Two balls and two strikes. Gerald Perez at the plate, batting .295 with the seven home runs and 27 RBIs. A home run leader for this Rancho club. 2-2 on the way from Stein. That one grounded to the left side. Yancey Luis will come charging in. A toss to first base, and the throw is in time. One down. Batting order for Rancho on this Thursday night. Gerald Perez will lead things off. Batting second will be the third baseman, number 33, Oswaldo Osorio. The shortstop, number 9, Jordan Thompson will bat third. Samuel Munoz, the center fielder, will bat fourth. Logan Wagner, the DH, will bat fifth. Sean McClain, the first baseman, will bat sixth. And Steinmetz's deal on the way. Outside corner in there for a strike 0-1. The right fielder, Juan Alonso, will bat seventh. Carlos Rojas, the catcher, will bat eighth. And then lastly, batting ninth, will be the left fielder, Wilman Diaz. 0-1 with one away. The pitch from Steinmetz is a little bit low and outside for a ball, 1-1. Visalia on this Thursday night, sporting the road uniforms for the third straight day. The gray tops with the Visalia lasso font in the front. The red trim along the sides of the gray pants with the red belts. Only difference for today's ball game is the Rawhide sporting the road red caps with the lasso R in the front with the black bills. 2-1 with one down. Oswaldo Osorio has the right-on-left matchup. The pitch on the way is outside, and the count is now 3-1. Meanwhile, for Rancho, sporting the home white uniforms with the Quakes across the front with the Dodger red numbers in the bottom left with the blue belts and the blue mat helmets. And Osorio on a line hits it over to right, over to the Rawhide bullpen. Kind of tucked away here at Lone Mart Field. Not a necessarily enclosed bullpen, but off to the side, not necessarily a big factor in the way of play. 3-2 with one down. Dimensions here at Lone Mark Field. 330 to left, 330 to right. Pitch to Osorio, fouled backwards, and the count remains full. 401 to dead center. Drew Jones stands fairly straight behind the second base bag out in center field at the moment. A quick third baseman will get ready for the pitch. It's a breaking ball, misses outside for ball four. And a one-out walk here from Jacob Steinmetz will put Osorio on base. Brings up Jordan Thompson to the plate. Rawhide defense for today's ballgame will be the catcher number 7, Kenny Castillo. Meanwhile, over at first base will be Modifi Marte. Anderson Rojas will play at second for the Hyde on this Thursday night. Christopher Torin will play over at shortstop, and it'll be the third baseman, Yancel Luis, with Ruben Santana getting the day off. One down, grounded up the middle. Steinmetz tries to go behind the back. It bounced off his glove for the recovery to first. Is in time. Great effort by Steinmetz. Had a chance to turn two. The ball ricochets off the inside of his glove. Able to locate it in the air and still have enough time to throw to first base. So Jordan Thompson sat down for the second out of the inning on acrobatic play, and it brings up Samuel Munoz to the plate. Steinmetz so far in 2024, 2-2 with a 3.92 ERA, making his ninth start of the season. With two down, the pitch to Munoz is a breaking ball in the dirt for ball one, 1-0. Steinmetz to sinker, slider, curveball, cutter, and changeup combinations. Glance over at second base where Osorio stands, and this pitch is fouled off to the left side, and the count is now 1-1. Steinmetz in his last outing against Inland Empire last Thursday night, a ball game where he went a career-high 7 innings of work, also a career-high in strikeouts. He punched out 9, did not walk a single batter. And now this pitch grounded to the right side where it will be Modifi Marte. The underhand toss to the Rawhide pitcher, and both starters will get through the first inning of work without allowing a run. We head to the top of the second inning, Rancho 0, Visalia 0. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball at VisaliaRawhide.com.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
American Business Machines has been providing custom business solutions to the Central Valley for nearly 100 years. Providing black and white or color copiers and printers, while also specializing in phone systems, surveillance cameras, IT, and printing services. ABM would be happy to create a solution to your business, church, or organization's unique needs. For more information, visit abm1.com. That's abm1.com.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Right now, get low 3.99% APR financing on Highlander, or check out great lease deals on the stylish Camry, sporty Corolla, and dynamic RAV4. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details. Take your Toyota safety to the next level with a fresh set of new tires. For a limited time at your local Toyota dealer, when you buy 3 new tires, you'll get the 4th for only $1. So stop by your local Toyota dealer today. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball. We move into the top of the second inning. Anderson Rojas will lead things off for the Hyde. 5-16 and 7-2 up. Anderson Rojas, Drew Jones, Adrian, and De Leon. Patrick Copen allowed one hit in the top of the first. It was a high chopper from Junior Franco that he reached on a bare hand grab from Oswaldo Osorio. The 1-0 count on the way from Copen. It's in there for a strike, 1-1. Copen's last outing was last week against Lake Elsinore, a ball game where he allowed 3 runs on 4 hits, 5 innings of work, and a bunt from Rojas. Back up the mound, Copen's throw to first base is low, but it's scooped out by McClain, and there's one down on the inning, and Anderson Rojas, arguably the best bunter on this team, goes back up the mound, unable to get aboard. Has made it work in his favor so many times this year. There's a close throw to first base, but unable to reach, and it now brings up Drew Jones to the plate. Drew so far this year batting .275 with two home runs and 24 RBIs. The pitch to Drew's upstairs for ball one, 1-0. Drew the highest split so far of his professional career. First year that he's been able to start and get into the month of June. The 1-0 pitch on the way. And that one goes in there for a strike, 1-1. He started last year in Visalia in the Lake Elsinore series. However, shortly after would suffer an injury that would sideline him for most of the year until he would return in August. Jones kind of a half swing there, and the count is now 1-2. Jones returns in August, plays the last couple of games of the season. And that'd be the end of the year. And then also his 2022 year sidelined as well. 1-2 pitch on the way, barely misses outside for ball two. Two balls and two strikes. Jones batting .275, two home runs and 24 ribbies. He's also got five stolen bats. Copen's pitch on the way. And he misses outside for ball three, 3-2. Jones has really the start of the year struggled offensively. His defense was such an important part of this Rawhide team. Only two errors against Drew so far this year out in center field. But the offense has definitely picked it up really since the beginning of May. And Jones' elevated fastball swung on and missed. He'll be struck out for the first time this afternoon. And to bring up Adrian De Leon to the plate. De Leon, the Rawhide catcher for today's ball game, or for yesterday's ball game, I should say, gets today off from the field and bats at the number seven spot. Adrian De Leon batting .230 with three home runs and 14 RBIs. Copen working from the windup, his pitch on the way, and that one's low for ball one, 1-0. Rawhide will finish up the next three games of this series here in Rancho before turning home for the two-game homestand with games against Modesto and Lake Elsinore. Visalia over 60% of their schedule will be done before the 4th of July. 60% of the home schedule, I should say. 2-0 and two down. The pitch to De Leon. It's in there for a strike. It's now 2-1. A 2-1 pitch on the way to De Leon, and it's in there for a strike. It's now 2-2. Visalia has already played 29 home games this year. Meanwhile, on the road, they've played 23. 2-2 pitch on the way. De Leon will foul that one backwards. After the double homestand, Visalia will have played 41 out of their 65 home games. Should be 66. However, they had one game canceled due to rain against San Jose on the opening week series. That was April 9th through the 14th. It was that April 14th game, that Sunday, that was canceled. 2-2 with two down to the Rawhide DH, Adrian De Leon. Looking to get a base runner here in the top of the second inning. Copen's pitch on the way. That's a slider. Good break on it, but not enough to get De Leon to go around, and the count will go full, 3-2. Second appearance of the year for Copen against Visalia. That last outing was May 8th at Valley Strong. 3-2 pitch, outside corner, strike three called, and the inning will come to a conclusion, and Copen retires the side in order. Bottom two we go. Steinmetz will come back on the mound for his second inning of work. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball at VisaliaRawhide.com.
When it comes to trucks, no one hits it out of the park like Will Teixeira Ford. It's a Teixeira triple play of selection, financing, and service that always spells customer satisfaction. That's why in Tulare County, Teixeira is number one in Ford truck sales. So for your best deal on a Ford Ranger, F-Series, or Super Duty truck, visit Will Teixeira Ford for a home run.
Teixeira's making it happen.
One of only 20 hospitals in California, and one of two in the Valley to receive the distinction. How did they do it? Their caregivers go the extra mile for their patients. Kauia Health, one of America's top 100 hospitals.
When babies are upset, they throw tantrums. But what's the sign of an upset car? Lower performance. If you've been using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and lower performance. But Chevron with Techron is unsurpassed at cleaning vital engine parts, and it helps protect cars from future engine deposits. Your car will thank you for it with great performance. Chevron with Techron.
Attention Central Valley residents, are you in need of top quality cooling, heating, and plumbing services? Look no further than Ballast Comfort. Our expert team is proud to serve the Central Valley with reliable and affordable solutions. Whether you're in need of new air conditioning system, furnace repair, or plumbing installation, we've got you covered. Plus, with our commitment to customer satisfaction, you can trust that we'll get the job done right. Don't wait. Call Ballast Comfort today at 559-234-4131 to experience the Ballast Comfort way.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball. We move into the bottom of the second inning. Logan Wagner will lead things off. Had the start yesterday over at first base. Gets a day off from the field. Bets DH. 5-6-7 do it. Logan Wagner, Sean McClain, Juan Alonso. Logan Wagner batting 197 on the year with a home run and 9 RBIs. And Wagner takes that one in there for a strike 0-2. Steinmetz's pitch on the way, and this one's ground off to the left side over to the Quakes dugout. Quakes housed over on the third base side. Meanwhile, for Visalia housed on the first base side. An upcoming 0-2 pitch on the way to Logan Wagner. And it's a breaking ball in the dirt for ball one, 1-2. Steinmetz allowed one base runner in the top of the first inning. It was a walk to Oswaldo Osorio. That walk from Jacob Steinmetz, his first free pass given out since May 16th in a ballgame where he suffered a loss against Lake Elsinore after going 3 2/3 innings. The 1-2 pitch on the way, and that was lifted into left field, racing backwards to Junior Franco towards the wall. He'll put his glove up, but he won't be there in time. Drew Jones will take it off of a bounce. He'll throw it in. It'll be cut off by Anderson Rojas, and it is a leadoff double for Logan Wagner here in the bottom of the second inning. Junior Franco had a turn and burn, and all he can do is lift up the glove at the wall. And now we'll bring up Sean McClain to the plate. Runner in scoring position here for Rancho Cucamonga in the bottom of the second inning. The pitch on the way for McClain is in there for a strike 0-1. Fifth double of the year for Logan Wagner. For a Rancho team who is fourth in the California League when it comes to doubles, 88 on the year. The pitch from Stein on the way, and it's in there for a strike 0-2. Steinmetz's last outing against Rancho was on May 9th. The ballgame where he received the win after going 5 innings of work, giving up 3 hits, no earned runs. He struck out 5 batters and walked 6. And Steinmetz's pitch to McClain is upstairs for ball 1-2. Steinmetz's pretty good month of May where he was 2-1 with a 2.67 ERA. 1-2 pitch to the left side. Yancel Luis will scoop it up. He'll throw to first base in time. And there's one down. Hard hit ball over to Yancel Luis, but once he scoops it up, a fairly easy toss over to first base. And it brings up Juan Alonso to the plate for Rancho Cucamonga. Juan Alonso batting .252. With a home run and 27 RBIs this season. Steinmetz will get set. He'll glance at second. His pitch grounded to the left side. Luis with another great play at third. His throw to first is not in time. Here's a throw to third, however, and the tag is applied, and it is not made. Yonsel Luis will drop it, and both runners will be safe. And it'll go down as a single for Juan Alonso. Logan Wagner ran over to third after the ball was thrown to first base. I think Yonsel Luis may have taken a cleat to the glove hand as he's now slow to get up over at third base. Back-to-back great stops by Luis at third. Now the athletic trainer Catwood A is out there checking in on Luis. Finally up from a knee. Still being checked on by Wood A at third. So two hits now here in the frame for Rancho. Manager D. Garner out there as well. He was gone for the first two games of the series. Returns on this Thursday night. Good to have him back with Visalia. Yonsel Luis appears that he'll stay in this ball game here. Logan Wagner having a quick talk with Yonsel. Apology here. Luis will get a couple of practice tosses with his middle infield counterpart, Christopher Taurine. And Cat seems to be content with Luis's health, and he appears to be so as well. He'll stay in the ballgame, and the rest of his Rawhide infield will give him a pat, and we'll be ready to resume play here at the bottom of the second. So one down here after the minor timeout. And to bring up Carlos Rojas to the plate for Rancho Cucamonga. Ball game tied at zero. However, the Quakes, two hits in the inning, threatening to take an early 1-0 lead in this ball game. Carlos Rojas batting 253 with no home runs and 13 RBIs. He's got Logan Wagner 90 feet away. First pitch swinging 0-1. So far, the season series favors Rancho Cucamonga. The Rawhide trail 3-5, a series last year where the Rawhide lost 13-17. 0-1 lifted into left. Franco has a race back once again. He'll be in front of the warning track, but that should be enough to score a Wagner from third base. The throw will be to the shortstop, Christopher Green. A sack fly to make this a 1-0 ball game in the bottom of the second. Logan Wagner scores easily. Juan Alonso will hold tight at first base. And he'll now bring up Wilman Diaz to the plate, the number 9 batter in this Quakes order. First pitch on the way, kind of a half swing inside. And the pitch will be fouled backwards 0-1. So far this year, when opponents have scored first against the Rawhide, they are 10-20 on the season. 0-1 with two-way. Logan Wagner was the first base runner to reach in the inning. Two batters later is Juan Alonso on the single. And this pitch fouled backwards as well, and the count is now 0-2. Waiting on deck is Gerald Perez, who last time out, a ground ball over to third baseman Yonsel Luis. No balls, two strikes, two ways. Steinmetz looking to get out of the inning with just one run allowed. Steinmetz's deal on the way. Breaking ball just a bit inside. Ball one, 1-2. Visalia so far in road game this year. Opponents were averaging 5.65 runs per game. Meanwhile, for Visalia, they're averaging 5.26. Steinman misses pitch upstairs, swung on and missed. And Wilman Diaz will strike out for the final out of the inning. However, a sack fly from Carlos Rojas scores Logan Wagner from third base. And the Rancho Cucamonga Quakes have an early 1-0 lead as we head into the top of the third inning. You listen to Rawhide Baseball by CLNRawhide.com.
One of only 20 hospitals in California and one of two in the Valley to receive the distinction. How did they do it? Their caregivers go the extra mile for their patients. Kauia Health, one of America's top 100 hospitals.
Grab the keys to a new fuel-efficient Toyota. Right now, get incredible 0% APR financing for 72 months or choose a low lease on the all-electric bZ4X. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details. Take your Toyota's safety to the next level with a fresh set of tires this spring and get the fourth for only a dollar. Not only will new tires maximize the MPG of your Toyota, but they'll also help you stay safe out there on the open road. Experience peace of mind and savings today. For a limited time at your local Toyota dealer, when you buy three new tires, you'll get the fourth for only a dollar. So stop by your local Toyota dealer now. Toyota, let's go places. Restrictions apply. Toyota and Scion vehicles only. See participating Toyota dealers for details. Offer ends April 30th.
At Valley Strong Credit Union, we know that local businesses are the backbone of the Central Valley, investing in our neighborhoods, boosting the economy, making the Valley stronger. But when it comes to their finances, where can they turn? A big bank that just sees another number? That's not good enough. Valley businesses deserve Valley support for payroll, credit, cash flow, and everything in between. Valley Business is Valley Strong. Learn how our cash management services can support your business at valleystrong.com.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball. We move into the top of the third inning. Rancho taking the lead first this evening. Second time in this series that they have done that. And now we'll give a chance to Modifi Marte to step up to the plate. Modifi, Angel Ortiz, Christopher Terrien, 8-9 and 1 due up. After an 0-1 pitch, Modifi decides to foul it off to the left side, and the count is 0-2. They will get ready for the deal from Patrick Copen, and this ball is sent into right field, slicing over towards Rawhide Penn, and it will drop right on the first baseline. Marte will go over to second base, and it is a leadoff double here in the top of the third. And Modifi, slipping off the second base bag, quickly reacts and puts the hand back on second base. Right on the chalk in right. And it brings up Angel Ortiz, who's been one of the hottest batters not only in the team, but in the California League over the last 2 weeks. Modifi Marte's sixth double of the season. And it brings up Angel Ortiz, who's batting .278 with two home runs and 11 RBIs. Glance at second, the pitch on the way, and it goes in there for a strike 0-1. Ortiz yesterday, a 3-for-3 day yesterday, and trying to continue that progress here in game three of the six-game series. Has started all three games so far this week. The pitch on the way to Ortiz, misses inside for a ball, and the count is now 1-1. Only other players to start every other game besides Ortiz, Christopher Terrien, Yancel Luis, and Drew Jones. The 1-1 deal, and that one's below the knees for ball two, 2-1. Ortiz with 372 on base percentage to begin his first full month in Visalia. The 2-1 deal on the way. Ortiz up the middle, bounces off the glove of Copen. He's able to recover. The underhand toss to first base will be in time. And that will advance Modifi Marte over to third base. One away here for Terrien. Christopher Terrien still looking for his first hit of the series. He is now 0-10 this week. But an RBI opportunity is staring him dead in the eyes right now with a runner on third base trying to tie this ball game up at one. Copen glances at third. The pitch on the way. And turning kind of a half swing, it fouled off to the right side, 0-1. Infield plays in for Rancho here in the top of the third. Staley, one of the things they worked on heavily during batting practice today, working on hitting for the sac fly, and Torino will likely try to do that right here. 0-1 pitch, fouled directly backwards. And the count is out 0-2. Just right of the window here in the press box at Wilmar Field. No balls, two strikes, one down. The pitch on the way. And Green, a defensive swing there, just gets a piece of it, fouls it off to the right side. We're about the third time this year we've seen a foul ball come within feet of landing here in the press box. The closest we've been is San Manuel Stadium. Quite a bit of foul balls coming flying back to the press box out there. 0-2 pitch on the way to Torreen. Once again, another foul ball, but this time it goes over the overhead here and out of play. Foul ball brought to you by Porta Subs, your neighborhood sandwich shop, celebrating 50 years of slicing fresh. No balls, two strikes, one away, runner on third. Pitch to Torreen, upstairs, ball number one, 1-2. Green, the walk leader for this Rawhide team, 34 walks here in 2024. The other player near him is Drew Jones, who bats out of the sixth spot. One ball, two strikes. The slider misses outside for ball two, 2-2. Talk about the 34 walks for Green. Drew Jones with 31. Ruben Santana is the only other player with 20 or more walks. Two balls, two strikes, one away. The pitch on the way from Patrick Copen. Bat off to the right side, and Torreen not going down easily in this at-bat. He'll get ready for the eighth pitch from Patrick Copen, and the second time he's facing him here in the top of the third inning. Closest infielder right now, Gerald Perez. His heels are in the field, in the grassy area, in infield. And Green will swing and miss. He'll be retired for the second out of the inning, and he'll bring up Yonsel Luis to the plate. Will actually be a defensive sub here. It'll be a Ruben Santana check into the ballgame. So, wondering if that slide earlier too severe, tried to play through it, so Luis's ball game will be over with Ruben Santana now taking over at third base, and now the pitching coach Sean Coyne will make his way out to the mound for the first time today. Trying to keep this a one-run ball game for Ruben Santana. And likely discuss how to face this at bat against the new Rawhide third baseman. Mound visit brought to you by locally owned Sierra Meadows Behavioral Health, reminding you that a good therapist is like a great coach, and sometimes all we need is someone to talk to. Sierra Meadows Behavioral Health, now open in Visalia. So a two-way Modifi Marte, a leadoff double, and then since then, Ortiz has grounded out and Christopher Torreen has struck out. Copen glances at third, his pitch on the way, and it's a little bit low, ball one, 1-0. Patrick Copen spent his college days out at Marshall, one of the newest members of the Sun Belt Conference, previously playing out in CUSA. The 1-0 pitch on the way to Santana's in there for a strike, 1-1. 2022, his sophomore year for the Herd, 14 appearances, 10 starts on the mound during his time at Marshall in 2022, 3-3 with a 5.83 ERA. Santana's pitch in the dirt for ball two, 2-1. One of his more impressive outings with the Herd in 2022, a ball game on April 23rd against Western Kentucky, where he went six scoreless innings and just allowed one hit for Marshall. 2-1, fed off to the right side. The land out of play just right of the Rawhide bullpen. Junior Franco waits on deck for Visalia. Two and two with two down. Visalia so far in this ballgame 0-for-2 with runners in scoring position looking to avoid falling 0-for-3. And Santana's pitch right down the middle. He'll strike out looking, and the inning will come to a conclusion. Through 2.5 here at Lone Mart Field in Rancho Cucamonga. Quakes 1, Rawhide 0. Steinmetz will be back on the mound for the Hyde. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball by Stanley at rawhide.com.
Cooling, heating, and plumbing services. Look no further than Bowles Comfort. Our expert team is proud to serve the Central Valley with reliable and affordable solutions. Whether you're in need of new air conditioning system, furnace repair, or plumbing installation, we've got you covered. Plus, with our commitment to customer satisfaction, you can trust that we'll get the job done right. Don't wait. Call Bounce Comfort today at 559-234-4131 to experience the Bounce Comfort way.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. A new season means new opportunities. Discover action-packed adventure in a brand new Toyota truck. Get low 3.99% APR on a legendary Tacoma. Check out the powerful Tundra or lease a Tacoma double cab 4x4 for as low as $369 a month.
No, grab the keys, come on, let's go.
Toyota, let's go places. Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Right now, get low 1.99% APR financing on the powerful Tundra and Tundra Hybrid. Or check out the all-new redesigned 2024 Tacoma. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details. Take your Toyota's safety to the next level with a fresh set of tires this spring. And get the fourth for only a dollar. Not only will new tires maximize the MPG of your Toyota, but they'll also help you stay safe out there on the open road. Experience peace of mind and savings today. For a limited time at your local Toyota dealer, when you buy three new tires, you'll get the fourth for only a dollar. So stop by your local Toyota dealer now. Toyota, let's go places. Restrictions apply. Toyota and Scion vehicles only. See participating Toyota dealers for details. Offer ends April 30th.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball. Bottom three we go. Ruben Santana will stay in the ballgame over at third after Yancel Luis appeared to be hurt at the bottom of the second inning on a slide from Logan Wagner. First pitch swinging for Gerald Perez. He'll pop it up to the right side of the infield. And Modifi Marte will make the grab. And there's one down here in the inning. Going to bring up Oswaldo Osorio to the plate. Soria last time out drew a walk back in the first inning. Soria just one of three base runners allowed by Steinmetz so far in this ball game. The one out pitch on the way. It's a breaking ball and it's a little bit low for ball one, 1-0. Steinmetz's ball game last Thursday against Inland Empire. Good enough for his second win of the season, third professional win of his career. And this ball slicing over to the left side. A lot of room for Junior Franco to go, but he's going to run out of time, and the ball is going to drop left in the Quakes bullpen. Last year, Jacob Steinmetz 1-10 with a 6.19 ERA in 19 starts. However, Steinmetz on a way better start this year in 2024 with a 3.92 ERA. The 1-1 pitch on the way from Stein, grounded to the right side. Anderson Rojas will put down a knee to make the grab. And he'll toss to first base. Two quick outs here in the inning. Bring up Jordan Thompson to the plate. Thompson's a player who has appeared in all three games out in the series. You got Gerald Perez who's done that, Jordan Thompson, Samuel Munoz, and Wilman Diaz. That's four out of the nine batters in today's lineup that have played in the first three games of the set. And now Jordan Thompson will foul this pitch backwards and count as 0-1. Thompson 1-for-3 in yesterday's ballgame, including a single and a walk. A ballgame that took around 2 hours and 40 minutes to complete. 0-1 from Steinmetz, grounded to the left side, and it will roll foul just left of the third base bag. Has seen Ruben Santana's arm for the first time today. And said ball rolls just left of the line. No balls, two strikes, two away. Jacob Steinmetz looking to retire the side in order. For the first time this evening. The 0-2 with two away. Steinmetz's pitch on the way. Fell backwards. Jordan Thompson mentioned 1-for-3 in yesterday's ballgame. 3-for-8 when you look at him throughout this whole series, including a 3-run home run on Tuesday night. That would be kind of the separator in that ballgame. 0-2 pitch. This is low for ball one, 1-2. That 3-run home run would ultimately knock Casey Anderson out of the ballgame. Talk about Casey Anderson. He was on a string of some good starts, and last week went a 2/3 of an inning, and then this week goes 4 1/3. And the 1-2 pitch, called strike three. It's a second strike out of the ballgame from Jacob Steinmetz, and we head to the top of the fourth. We are through three innings here at Lone Mart Field. Rancho 1, Visalia 0. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball at VisaliaRawhide.com.
All right, Dr. Chris, ladies and gentlemen, I've got here with Braden. Braden, start here on first base. Let's turn around, give everyone a big wave. He is rocking the Tremor Thunder Roaring Nike shoes. Guaranteed to make him faster than Tremor. Tremor starting on second base because he's a little prehistoric. He needs a little bit of a head start. So, Braden, are you ready to go? Fans, you ready to go? All fans, good to go. Ready to go? All right, here we go. Hit set. Yep. Here goes Braden. He's going down to second base. Tremor's just standing there. Uh-oh. And here goes Tremor taking off. Uh-oh. Now Tremor's stopping. What's going to happen? And Braden's going right around him. To home plate. Here goes Braden. To the plate, ladies and gentlemen. We have the winner. Look at that. Braden racing around the bases. Dr. Chris, Tremor's a little slow. We have a dino down, Bernie B. Day. Good luck next time, Tremor and Dr. John.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball. We move into the top of the fourth inning. Junior Franco will lead things off for the Hyde. First pitch on the way from Patrick Copen. Misses outside for ball one. 1-0. Junior Franco, a 1-for-4 day on Tuesday. Ball game where Franco recorded a single in the ninth, trying to mount a late rally. However, Visalia ultimately falls 11-5. The Rawhide had bases loaded in the ninth inning on Tuesday night, and Drew Jones struck out looking for the final out of the game. Rawhide trying to keep it a little tighter here on this Thursday night. 2-1 on the way to Junior Franco, and he pops that one over to the left side, moving over into foul territory as Oswaldo Osorio. A little bit of an odd read. The wind blowing out into right field, so Osorio has to go back and reach out the glove to make the grab, and there's one down here in the inning. Four straight batters retired from Patrick Copen. Bring up Kenny Castillo to the plate. Patrick Copen, we talked about, his 3.76 ERA. It's a 10th best ERA in the California League. First pitch of the at-bat on the way. And that one's in there for a strike, 0-1. Ground ball to the left side. It'll be fielded by Osorio. And it'll be back-to-back. It'll be a part of back-to-back plays as a throw to first base is in time. And Castillo sat down for the second time today. It brings up Anderson Rojas to the plate. .76 from Patrick Copen, mentioned 10th. leader in the California League, Jace Kaminska from the Fresno Grizzlies. He's got a 1.98 ERA with Fresno. One ball, no strikes, two away here to Anderson Rojas. Copen's pitch, and that one's in there for a strike, one and one. One-one deal on the way to Rojas, and that one's fouled off to the left side, and the count is now one and two. Start off the first 2 months of the year above 300, has since dropped to 255. And Rojas looking to get a little late action here in the top of the fourth, and that pitch is in the dirt for a ball, and the count is now two and two. Anderson Rojas last year in 2023, he finished the year batting 249. He appeared in 93 games. That was fourth most by a Rawhide player last year. The 2-2 pitch is in the dirt for ball three. Rojas in his fourth year in the Arizona Diamondbacks organization. Spent his first 2 years in the Dominican Summer League, 2021, 2022. Payoff pitch right under the foot of Patrick Copen. He has a leap above the ball. And a two-out base hit for Rojas. He's first of the week, and it brings up Drew Jones to the plate. So here is Drew Jones, a team leading five walks so far this series. Two-up pitch on the way to Drew, and he fouls it off to the right side, 0-1. Talked to Drew earlier today about this streak of walks here through the first two games, and he said just waiting for that pitch to swing at, trying to not to look for anything too early in the counts. 0-1 pitch on the way to Drew. That one's outside for ball one, 1-1. And I asked Drew, well, after five walks in the series, do you start to think you want to swing the bat earlier in the at-bats? And he did admit on a Tuesday night, after drawing three walks, he started to get a little bit more antsy at the plate. So three walks on Tuesday night, two walks in yesterday's ball game. So far for Drew today, he struck out swinging back in the second inning. Pitch to Drew. And it's a little bit outside for ball two, 2-1. Five strikeouts already for Patrick Copen in this ballgame. He's looking for six right here. The pitch, Rojas in motion. The throw upstairs. And the throw not in time. It's going to sneak on into outfield. Rojas will hold still at second base. And it's a team-leading 12th stolen bag of the year. That's also ninth most in the California League. The Visalia, a runner in scoring position for the second straight inning after Modifi Marte had a leadoff double to begin things in the third. 3-1 with two away. Visalia 0-3 so far with runners in scoring position. They've left two aboard, one in the first, one in the third. The glance at second base. The 3-1 pitch from Copen fouled off to the right side. Count will go full. Drew Jones, a .402 on base percentage. It's the ninth best in the California League. Drew looking to get on base for the third straight game of the series. Payoff pitch on the way. And Copen losing his footing there. Goes all the way to the backstop. About 10 feet over the head of Drew Jones. And there's now runners on the corners here with two away. Wild pitch from Copen will bring up Adrian DeLeon to the plate. Now we'll have an entire meeting here with the Quakes infield that will include the pitching coach Sean Coyne making his way out. Mound Visit brought to you by locally owned Sierra Meadows Beer Bro Health, reminding you that a good therapist is like a great coach, and sometimes all we need is someone to talk to. Sierra Meadows Beer Bro Health, now open in Visalia. Copen kind of dusting off the planning foot location, like on the step, lost his footing, and the ball just sailed over the head of Drew Jones. So with the runners on first and third, it brings up Adrian DeLeon to the plate, who's also looking for his first hit of the series. DeLeon struck out looking back in the second. He was one of two batters struck out in that second inning. A frame where Patrick Copen sat down the side in order. Only time today that's been the case for the Hyde. And the pitch on the outside corner is in there for a strike 0-1. Adrian DeLeon, three home runs in the month of May. It led this Rawhide club. Second most home runs on the team, just behind Junior Franco, who's got four on the season. 0-1 pitch on the way. Swing and a miss for DeLeon, and the count's now 0-2. Second straight inning where the Rawhide have had a runner on third. Can DeLeon score? Anderson Rojas. Top four, Quakes lead this ballgame 1-0. Drew Jones stands on first. And now the Rawhide DH will step out of the batter's box and reset. Oh and two, and two down. See if they put Jones in motion here in a moment. He's got a large lead at first. And the pitch is low for ball one, 1-2. Jones did kind of have a half break over there at first. Trying to get Rojas to throw over to first. One ball, two strikes, two down. Copen's pitch, Jones in motion, inside. It's going to hit the Rawhide DH. And bases will be loaded for Modifi Marte. So Jones will go to second, and Modifi will step up to the plate, who yesterday he was 2-for-3, mentioned in yesterday's ball game. A Rawhide first baseman who's been hitting the ball well, and he struck it as good as he has all season long in yesterday's ball game when he had a double. And now Sean Coyne will make his way out once again for the second time this inning. Mound Visit brought to you by locally owned Sierra Meadows Beer Bro Health. Reminding you that a good therapist is like a great coach, and sometimes all we need is someone to talk to. Sierra Meadows Beer Bro Health, now open in Visalia. Angel Ortiz awaits on deck. And you got Modifi Marte, who yesterday he was 2-for-3. A ball game where he had a bases clearing 3-run RBI double. Now the home plate umpire, Jeremy Rada, will come out and end this mound visit. Best opportunity for Visalia to score this evening. You have Rojas at third, Jones at second, and DeLeon over at first. Modifi Marte looking for RBI number 17 to tie up the ballgame at one apiece. Copen working from the stretch. The pitch on the way. Outside, ball one, 1-0. Fifth batter of the inning, Modifi Marte, riding a six-game hitting streak. It's tied for the sixth longest streak in the California League. The look at third. Copen's pitch. Right down the middle, 0-1. The final stat line for Marte yesterday, a double, a single, four RBIs, two walks, and a run. Not a bad day for the Rawhide first baseman. 1-1 pitch. Once again, down the middle, 1-2. Marte will call for time. He'll step out of the box and have a chance to get ready for this upcoming pitch. Rawhide have to find a way to capitalize right here. Tie up this ball game up at 1-1. Visalia on Tuesday night, 2-for-11 with runners in scoring position. 1-2 pitch on the way, and Marte just gets a piece of it. He fouls it off to the right side. Came off 24 hours ago. Visalia had two more hits with runners in scoring position. They were 4-for-11. Hence the 10-1 win. One ball, two strikes, two away. The pitch from Copen. And this one's lifted into center field, and not much movement has to be done for Samuel Munoz. He goes over to his left by about three steps, and the inning will come to a conclusion. And the Rawhide will strand all three runners on base, despite a two-out single from Anderson Rojas. Bottom four we go in Rancho. Quakes 1, Rawhide 0. This is Rawhide Baseball by SaintLeoRawhide.com.
Residents, are you in need of top-quality cooling, heating, and plumbing services? Look no further than Ballast Comfort. Our expert team is proud to serve the Central Valley with reliable and affordable solutions. Whether you're in need of new air conditioning system, furnace repair, or plumbing installation, we've got you covered. Plus, with our commitment to customer satisfaction, you can trust that we'll get the job done right. Don't wait. Call Ballast Comfort today at 559-234-4131 to experience the Ballast Comfort way.
Fame, youth, beauty, that air freshener in your car. Some things just don't last, but your car's performance doesn't need to fade. If you've been using lower quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts that can lower performance. Chevron with Techron is unbeatable at cleaning these deposits. Result? Higher performance, lower emissions, and a really happy car. Chevron with Techron.
American Business Machines has been providing custom business solutions to the Central Valley for nearly 100 years. Providing black and white or color copiers and printers, while also specializing in phone systems, surveillance cameras, IT, and printing services. ABM would be happy to create a solution to your business, church, or organization's unique needs. For more information, visit abm1.com. That's abm1.com.
Rawhide hitless with runners in scoring position tonight. They're now 0-for-4 as they strand the bases loaded in the top of the fourth inning. And Jacob Steinmetz will be back on the mound for the Hide. Samuel Munoz to lead things off, batting at the number four spot. He grounds it over to the right side. Anderson Rojas will scoop and toss in time. Five straight batters retired here by Jacob Steinmetz, and it brings up Logan Wagner to the plate. The fourth inning has been the troubled frame for Steinmetz so far this year. He's given up 8 runs in the fourth inning. So an interesting thing to keep an eye out here with Logan Wagner at the plate. The pitch on the way to Wagner, and it misses out, or says outside corner. Strike number one, says home plate umpire Jeremy Arata. Wagner, 6'1", 200-pound, 20-year-old from Aurora, Illinois. Spent his playing days at P27 Academy in Lexington, South Carolina. Drafted in the 6th round of the 2022 MLB draft. The pitch is outside for a ball. And the count is 1-2. First 2 years were in the Dodgers organization, were spent out in the Arizona Complex League. 50 at-bats in 2022 with only 11 in 2023. Wagner's pitch underneath the glove of Kenny Castillo, and the count's 2-2. Batted 220 in 2022, and in just his 4 games played in 23, batted 091. Now this pitch fouled off to the left side. Count is now 2-2. Wagner just one home run this season, and that home run was first of his pro career. 2-2 and one away. Steinmetz will get ready to deal, and it misses outside for ball 3-2. Logan Wagner, the lone Rancho extra base hit of the ball game, a double that would eventually end up scoring thanks to a sac fly from Carlos Rojas. 3 balls, 2 strikes, 1 away. Steinmetz looking for his 3rd strikeout of the ballgame. Payoff pitch on the way, down the middle, fouled off to the left side. Three balls, two strikes, one away. The payoff pitch on the way. Swung on and missed. Strike three. Logan Wagner sat down for the first time today. Third punch out by Jacob Steinmetz in his ballgame. And the strikeout is brought to you by Allstate insurance agent Abraham Guillen. Give him a call today at 559-625-4141. Allstate, you're in good hands. And with that, it will bring up Sean McClain to the plate. And pitch to McClain, misses outside for ball one, 1-0. Defense plays straight up. On a pitch that misses outside for ball one, 1-0. McClain, 5'11", 170. A 23-year-old from Costa Mesa, California. Was drafted in the fifth round of the 2022 MLB draft as well. The same draft that featured Logan Wagner. And the count is now 2-1. Batting 176 in his third year in the Dodgers organization. Last year in 2023, he spent time in between the Arizona Complex League and the Quakes. He played in five games for Rancho in 23, appeared in three with the ACL D-backs, and now this ball is grounded to the left side, and the high throw from Ruben Santana is going to go over the head of Modifi Marte. He leaped up, and he couldn't make the grab. And McClain will get on off the throwing error from Ruben Santana. First rawhide error of the ballgame, first error in general, and it now brings up Juan Alonso to the plate, who last time out, he had a single. It was one of two hits in that second inning. And now time called here as second baseman Anderson Rojas will have to retie the shoelaces. Two down here for Juan Alonso, and that one goes in there for a strike, 0-1. Juan Alonso, 17 RBIs in the month of May. It was first on this Rancho team in the first full month of the California League season. 0-1 with two away. McClain in motion. This ball is hit back up the middle. It'll be fielded by Steinmetz. Throw to first is low, but Marte is able to make the pick, and the throw is in time. And we're through four here at Lone Martin Field in Rancho Cucamonga. No runs, no hits, one error, and one runner left on base. Rancho 1, Visalia 0. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball at VisaliaRawhide.com.
Your Toyota's safety to the next level with a fresh set of tires this spring. And get the fourth for only a dollar. Not only will new tires maximize the MPG of your Toyota, but they'll also help you stay safe out there on the open road. Experience peace of mind and savings today. For a limited time at your local Toyota dealer, when you buy three new tires, you'll get the fourth for only a dollar. So stop by your local Toyota dealer now. Toyota, let's go places. Restrictions apply. Toyota and Scion vehicles only. See participating Toyota dealers for details. Offer ends April 30th.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Right now, get low 3.99% APR financing on Highlander or check out great lease deals on the stylish Camry, sporty Corolla, and dynamic RAV4. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details.
When it comes to trucks, no one hits it out of the park like Will Teixeira Ford. It's a Teixeira triple play of selection, financing, and service that always spells customer satisfaction. That's why in Tulare County, Teixeira is number one in Ford truck sales. So for your best deal on a Ford Ranger, F-Series, or Super Duty truck, visit Will Teixeira Ford for a home run.
Teixeira's making it happen.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball. We move into the top of the fifth inning. Angel Ortiz will lead things off for the Hide. First pitch on the way. Fouled backwards, and the count is 0-1. Patrick Copen's ball game comes to a conclusion after four innings of work. Gave up three hits and no runs. Rawhide threatened it in two innings. However, were unable to score a run. And now Angel Ortiz, 0-1, will get ready for the pitch and misses outside for ball one, 1-1. Ortiz will get ready for the pitch in a ball game where he's 0-1 on the day. And that pitch misses outside for ball two, 2-1. Angel Ortiz, the 3-for-3 day yesterday, the solo home run that bounced off of the foul pole in right field. One of his now two home runs on the season. The 2-1 pitch on the way, grounded off to the right side, 2-2. With his most important home run of the season coming last Tuesday, or last Wednesday, I should say, when the Rawhide had a walk-off home run, one of two walk-off wins against Inland Empire last week. 2-2, no outs to Angel. Playing his fourth series in Rawhide uniform. Backhand grab by Oswaldo Osorio. The throw is a little bit wide, but able to get the foot back on the bat is Sean, back on the bag is Sean McClain. And for the second time today, Ortiz will be sat down. And it brings up Christopher Torin to the plate. So Torin, 0-for-11 so far this week. Batting 244. Looking for that hit right here to get out of the drought. Grounded to left side. A sliding effort by Jordan Thompson. He gets back up. Throw to first. Unable to be caught by Sean McClain. And Torin is able to stand on first base here with one down. So Ruben Santana will step up to the plate. It'll go down as the fourth Rawhide hit of the ballgame. Torin's first of the series. And here is Ruben Santana, who last time out, he struck out looking to end the third inning. An inning where the Rawhide were 90 feet away from scoring a run with Modifi Marte standing at third base. 1-1, no strikes, one away. Rawhide out hitting the Quakes, 4-2. And Santana will take that one a bit inside for a ball. Hoping that Luis checking out of the ball game, just a precautionary thing. Taking a slide from Logan Wagner into the hand back in the second. And checked out of the ball game after that. And now Santana, high chopper over to third. It'll be fielded by Osorio. He'll throw to first base. Green will advance over to second. There's two down here in the inning. Now bring up Junior Franco to the plate. Junior Franco so far in this ballgame, he is 1-for-2. Batting 302 now on the season, thanks to a single back in the first. Franco entered the day batting 298. That's the sixth highest batting average in the California League among qualified players. And Franco takes that one outside for a ball, 1-0. The highest batting average in the league, Lazaro Montes. With the Modesto Nuts, he's batting 327. The 1-0 pitch on the way, and this one's lifted to left, slicing over, and the left fielder, Wilman Diaz, will be there in foul territory to make the grab, and the inning will come to a conclusion. Halfway through here at Lone Mart Field, Visalia, one hit, no runs, no errors, and the runner stranded over on second base. Rancho 1, Visalia 0, bottom 5 we go. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball at VisaliaRawhide.com.
New car, but you don't give it a hug before bed or kiss it goodnight. But you can still show you care by using Chevron with Techron. If you're using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and harm performance. Chevron with Techron cleans up these deposits and helps protect cars from future engine deposits. You end up with higher performance and a happy car. Chevron with Techron.
Wow. when it comes to trucks. No one hits it out of the park like Will Teixeira Ford. It's a Teixeira triple play of selection, financing, and service that always spells customer satisfaction. That's why in Tulare County, Teixeira is number one in Ford truck sales. So for your best deal on a Ford Ranger, F-Series, or Super Duty truck, visit Will Teixeira Ford for a home run.
Teixeira's making it happen.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
For the third straight game, Jacob Steinmetz works into the fifth inning of work in Fresno on May 23rd. 3 weeks ago, he went six innings of work. Last week, he went seven. What can Steinmetz do today as he's trying to keep this a one-run ball game? Visalia looking to provide him some run support going into the top of the sixth. They are out hitting Rancho, but just can't find a way to get timely hitting. The 0-1 pitch from Steinmetz misses outside for ball one, 1-1. Tries to go with the slider, but a little too far outside as Kenny Castillo had to fully extend to keep that ball in front of him. Carlos Rojas, Wilman Diaz, Gerald Perez to bat here in the fifth. A swing and a miss for Rojas, and the count is now 1-2. Last time Carlos was up at the plate, a sac fly out to left field that scored Logan Wagner from third. 1-2 pitch on the way from Steinmetz. The curveball barely upstairs. Ball that looked like kind of slipped out his fingers a little bit early. As a count, as a result, all twos up on the board. Steinmetz versus Rojas for the second time today. It's a ground ball to the left side. Ruben Santana will take it off of a bounce. Throw to first base in time. One down. Santana had a take a moment, make sure the ball was secured in the glove. Looked like a snow cone. Took it out, threw to first base. And Modifi Marte, no troubles over at first. Marzato now bringing up Wilman Diaz to the plate, who so far in this ball game, he's 0-1. 0-4 in yesterday's ball game, including two strikeouts. He shows bunt. However, this time misses outside for ball one, 1-0. We talked about Steinmetz working into the fifth inning for back-to-back weeks. There's only been three times this season that Steinmetz has not gone into the fifth inning. The 1-0 pitch on the way. And that one's in there for a strike, 1-1. April 18th against Lake Elsinore. That was a week, really, where no Rawhide pitcher or Lake Elsinore pitcher, for that matter, could find a way to get past four innings of work. A highly explosive week with over 60 runs scored. Terrain the backhand throw to first base, not in time, but a good effort by the Rawhide shortstop. The backhand grab, his feet were well planted in the outfield grass. Sunglasses coming off and all. And with one down and the single from Diaz, we go back to the top of the order here for Gerald Perez. Have you been in a collision? Don't fuss. Call Gus at Gus's Body Shop. Their priority is you. Good old-fashioned service is what they're about. Give them a call today at 559-625-3636 or visit them online at GusBodyShopVisalia.com. First pitch swinging for Perez. He fouls that one backwards, and the count is 0-1. Perez in this ballgame 0-2. A ground out to third back in the first, and a pop out over to Marte back in the third inning. Perez batting 295. That's the eighth highest batting average in the California League. So you got Bo Jr., Franco, and Gerald Perez, who are top 10 averages in the league. Talked about Lazaro Montez first, batting 327 with Modesto. Jonah Cox for San Jose, batting 324. And then Romeo Sanabria with Lake Elsinore, batting 323. 0-2 with one down. The pitch on the way, and it's a little bit low for ball one. The top five averages in the California League, all above 300. Two of those players playing with Fresno. One ball, two strikes, one away. The pitch on the way from Steinmetz, grounded to the left side. Torino will catch it, throw to second for one, down to first in time. An inning-ending 6-4-3 double play. And we're through the fifth inning of work in Rancho 1, Visalia 0. Top six we go here at Lone Mark Field. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball at VisaliaRawhide.com.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota.
Let's go!
It's time to spring into adventure. Experience everything that awaits this season in a new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on the stylish, fuel-efficient Camry. Or lease a Camry for just $379 a month.
No, grab the keys, come on, let's go.
Toyota, let's go places. Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Right now, get low 3.99% APR financing on Highlander or check out great lease deals on the stylish Camry, sporty Corolla, and dynamic RAV4. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details. Grab the keys to a new Toyota.
Let's go!
Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR on the adventurous RAV4 and the road trip ready Highlander. Or lease a RAV4 for just $379 a month.
No, grab the keys, come on, let's go.
Toyota, let's go places. Grab the keys to a new fuel-efficient Toyota. Take on this new season in California with incredible MPG and peace of mind. Toyota has more hybrids and plug-in hybrids than any other brand, so hit the road with fewer fill-ups and legendary dependability. Right now, get incredible 0% APR financing for 72 months or choose a low lease on the all-electric 2023 bZ4X. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium-rated credit ends 4/30/24.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball. Kenny Castillo will lead things off after the inning-ending double play. And the first pitch of the at-bat swung on a miss, 0-1. Pitch and change brought to you by ResCom Pest Control. Protecting customers' homes and businesses for over 30 years. Make your home a pest-free zone. Say hello to ResCom. And bye-bye, bugs. One run has been the difference maker in this ball game up to this point. The Rawhide catcher Kenny Castillo will lift this ball up into right center field, going back towards the wall, and it will drop in for a base hit off the top of the wall. Kenny Castillo will go over to second base, and it is a leadoff double, the second leadoff double of the night, and it brings up Anderson Rojas with a runner in scoring position. Castillo may be 2 to 3 feet short of clearing the right center field wall. Castillo gets his first hit of the evening, bringing up Rojas to the plate. Double number 9 of the season for Kenny. And with no outs, the first pitch on the way misses outside for ball number 1. Yancel Luis, the doubles leader for this Rawhide team with 11. Two other players with 9 doubles, that's Christopher Treen and Drew Jones. Tied for second in doubles is Kenny Castillo. And now Ruins pitch, grounded over to the right side. It'll be fielded by Perez. And his throw to first is in time. However, Kenny Castillo will go over to third. And now make this the second time tonight where the Rawhide have done exactly that. A leadoff double and a ground out that has advanced the runner to third. And it now brings up Drew Jones to the plate. Infield plays in. Mentioned earlier, this is what the Rawhide offense was working on in BP earlier today. Pitch to Jones. Inside, ball 1-0. Drew Jones, 12 RBIs in the month of May. It led this Rawhide team. Also 25 hits. That was the second most for Visalia. 1-0 with one away. The pitch on the way to the Rawhide center fielder. And it clips the outside corner. It's in there for a strike, 1-1. Noah Ruin, the Houston kid, 6'4", 191, the 21-year-old, was drafted in the 12th round by the LA Dodgers in 2023. Big pitch on the way to Drew Jones. And he takes a slider in there for a strike, 1-2. Bruins so far this year, 0-1 with a 5.02 ERA, appearing in his 15th game of the year. And looking for a crucial second out right here. The 1-2. In there for strike three. And Jones knew it as soon as the pitch hit the glove of Carlos Rojas. There's two down here in the inning. So Jones, who's been so good with pitch recognition this week, has been sat down twice on strikeouts. And it will now bring up the Rawhide DH, Adrian DeLeon, who's looking for his first hit of the series. He is now 0-5. First pitch on the way, outside ball number one. Adrian DeLeon hit by a pitch back in the fourth inning, struck out looking back in the second. Bruin will plant the feet and get ready to deal. The 1-0 pitch on the way. Another slider, this time is a little bit further outside for ball two. The Hyde 0-7 now with runners in scoring position. Meanwhile, for Rancho in this ballgame, they're 1-3. The Hyde looking to avoid leaving their seventh batter on base. 2-0 pitch. DeLeon swung on a miss. Another slider from Bruin. And the count is now 2-1. All right, looking to capture their second straight win and improve to 23-30. Meanwhile, the Rancho looking to get back in the win column and improve to 25-27. 2-1 pitch upstairs, ball three, 3-1. Modifi Marte awaits on deck for the Rawhide. Bruins 3-1 pitch on the way. DeLeon set, swung on and missed, 3-2. Another big pitch here. The Rawhide had chances back in the fourth, and they've had a chance in the third to tie up this ball game. Both times they've left runners on base, and now the Rawhide DH will call for time. He'll step out of the batter's box. DeLeon will take the breather and dig back in. Less than 15 games to go in the first half of the California League season. And every game and every out is starting to become crucial if the Rawhide want to find a way to claw back to first place. 4.5 games back. Payoff pitch on the way. It's low. Ball four. It's going to bring up Modifi Marte. Second time today, DeLeon stepped on first. And it brings up Marte, who's riding a 7-game hitting streak, which is tied for the 6th longest active streak in the California League. Rawhide 4.5 games back. They made up a game last night thanks to a win from Inland Empire over Lake Elsinore. And now the pitching coach, Sean Coyne, is going to make his way back out to the mound. Third time this evening he's gone to the mound. And Mal Visit brought to you by locally owned Sierra Meadows Behavioral Health, reminding you that a good therapist is like a great coach, and sometimes all we need is someone to talk to. Sierra Meadows Behavioral Health, now open in Visalia. Now, talking about the standings in the California League, we might as well go through the scoreboard for the first time tonight. And out in San Manuel Stadium, a one-run ball game separating the Storm and the 66ers. In the top of the sixth, Lake Elsinore leads the ball game 2-1. Lake Elsinore, a two-run second inning. Meanwhile, for Inland Empire, a one-run first. 66ers out hitting Lake Elsinore, 7-4. Barrett Kent has now gone through 5 innings of work. He's working into the top of the sixth. Meanwhile, in Modesto, the Nuts lead over the Grizzlies 3-2. Pitch on the way to Modifi's upstairs, ball one, 1-0. And then lastly, out in Stockton, the Ports looking to break the game wide open. They lead 1-0 with bases loaded in the bottom of the fourth. 1-0 with two-way. Noah Ruin facing off against Modifi Marte for the first time tonight. And that one's in there for a strike, 1-1. Modifi, a leadoff double in the third. He would be stranded at third base. One ball, one strike, two down. Ruin will pause before his pitch and eclipse the outside corner for strike number two. Hit number six would tie this ball game up at one. All it takes. One ball, two strikes, two away. The Rawhide with the runner on third for the third inning of the night out of five. 1-2 pitch on the way. Outside, DeLeon will advance over to second base. Two runners in scoring position. A stolen bag for Adrian DeLeon. It's his second of the year for the Rawhide catcher, listed as a DH for tonight's game. 2-2, and now Ruin will step off the mound and reset. Angel Ortiz waits on deck. He's been so dangerous over the last 2.5 weeks. Can he step up here in the inning? The 2-2 pitch on the way. Outside corner, strike three. Marte does not agree with the call, and he'll take the bat back to the Rawhide dugout. Two strikeout lookings for Rawhide. Drew Jones struck out looking. Modifi Marte strikes out looking. And the Rawhide strand another two runners on base. And we head to the bottom of the sixth inning where Jacob Steinmetz will make his way back out to the mound. Rancho 1, Visalia 0. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball, VisaliaRawhide.com.
You love your car, but you don't give it a hug before bed or kiss it goodnight. But you can still show you care by using Chevron with Techron. If you're using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and harm performance. Chevron with Techron cleans up these deposits and helps protect cars from future engine deposits. You end up with higher performance and a happy car. Chevron with Techron. When babies are upset, they throw tantrums. But what's the sign of an upset car? Lower performance. If you've been using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and lower performance. But Chevron with Techron is unsurpassed at cleaning vital engine parts, and it helps protect cars from future engine deposits. Your car will thank you for it with great performance. Chevron with Techron.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Get ready to take on the great outdoors in a brand new Toyota truck. Answer the call to adventure with powerful performance and start exploring. Right now, get low 1.99% APR financing on the powerful 2024 Tundra and Tundra Hybrid. Or check out the all-new redesigned 2024 Tacoma. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes TRD Pro. Ends 4/30.
We're back in Rancho, where we move to the bottom of the sixth inning. It'll be Oswaldo Osorio, Jordan Thompson, and Samuel Munoz due up 2, 3, and 4. Hard hit shot to the first base side. Modifi Marte will scoop it, and he'll toss to Jacob Steinmetz, one down. Jordan Thompson will step up to the plate. In a ball game where he's 0-2 on the evening. 36 total bases for Thompson in the month of May. It was the second most by a Quake last month. And with one down, the slider from Steinmetz misses outside for ball one, 1-0. Talk about Steinmetz here in the bottom of the sixth inning, just 71 pitches. Wouldn't be surprised if he's able to get a quick inning right here. He would likely pitch into the seventh inning for back-to-back weeks. And that pitch is low for ball two, 2-0. And as mentioned, has to find a way to get out of this inning quickly. Pitch count around the 95 pitch mark, 95 to 100. 2-0 foul off the left side, it's now 2-1. Just one hit in the last three innings for Rancho. It was a Wilman Diaz single with one out in the fifth. Since then, the last base hit was Juan Alonso and Logan Wagner's two-hit inning. And now this pitch is fouled backwards. Count is out 2-2. Steinmetz on 75 pitches, 51 strikes. stat line up to this point, 5 1/3 with 3 strikeouts and 1 earned run. 2 balls, 2 strikes, 1 away. The pitch on the way from Steinmetz. Inside jam shot. It will be scooped up by Santana. His throw to first base. Right on money. 2 down. And now bring up Samuel Munoz to the plate. Munoz, the 24th ranked prospect in the Dodgers organization, will step up to the plate, batting 185 on the year. So far for Munoz, an 0 for 2 day. Munoz led the team last week in total bases with 7, also 3 triples in the month of May. For today's center fielder, as Kendall George got the day off, he got the first 2 starts of the week. 1 ball, no strikes, 2 down. Steinmetz's deal. Top of the strike zone, it's in there, 1-1. Munoz signed in the international signing pool in 2022. Top signing for $757,000 out of the Dominican Republic. And Munoz will foul that one backwards and count as 1-2. 2022, out in the DSL, he batted 347 during his pro debut. And LA hoping in his first full season stateside, hoping to continue seeing the power and the pop on the bat. Pitch misses outside for ball 2, 2 balls and 2 strikes. Munoz known as a hard line drive hitter. I'm trying to show that off more here this year. And that pitch is bounced in for ball 3, 3-2. Munoz played third primarily growing up through the amateur levels. However, with the Dodgers signing him in 2022, electing to move Munoz out to the outfield. Talked about that triple speed in the month of May with 3. And now this pitch is fouled backwards. Count will stay 3-2. Six-three, 19-year-old, full count with 2 away. Here in the bottom of the 6th, Steinmetz's pitch. Fouled off to the left side, out of play. He goes up into the bleachers here on the left side. Happy to be with you on this Thursday night, third game of the 6-game series. Tomorrow night we'll be back in action. Same time, same location. Right here at VisaliaRawhide.com. Denny Lerondo will get the start for the Hyde. Once again, that pitch is fouled backwards. And Samuel Munoz not wanting to go down quietly in the at-bat. That was the 8th pitch of the at-bat. And the fan making a nice grab on the left side. 3-2, a two-way to Samuel Munoz. The payoff pitch on the way. Swung on and missed. And Jacob Steinmetz with another punch out here. He now sits on 4 strikeouts on the day. And he's through 6 innings of work here in Rancho. Quakes 1, Rawhide 0, top 7 we go. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball at VisaliaRawhide.com.
And 1 of 2 in the Valley to receive the distinction. How did they do it? Their caregivers go the extra mile for their patients. Kaweah Health, one of America's top 100 hospitals.
You love your car, but you don't give it a hug before bed or kiss it goodnight. But you can still show you care by using Chevron with Techron. If you're using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and harm performance. Chevron with Techron cleans up these deposits and helps protect cars from future engine deposits. You end up with higher performance and a happy car. Chevron with Techron.
When it comes to trucks, no one hits it out of the park like Will Teixeira Ford. It's a Teixeira triple play of selection, financing, and service that always spells customer satisfaction. That's why in Tulare County, Teixeira is number one in Ford truck sales. So for your best deal on a Ford Ranger, F-Series, or Super Duty truck, visit Will Teixeira Ford for a home run.
Just share is making it happen.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota.
Let's go!
Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR on the adventurous RAV4 and the road trip ready Highlander. Or lease a RAV4 for just $379 a month.
No, grab the keys, come on, let's go.
Toyota, let's go places.
Attention.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball. We're moving to the top of the seventh inning. First pitch on the way. It's in there for a strike. 0-1. Angel Ortiz will lead things off. It'll be Ortiz, Taurine, and Yancel Luis here in the top of the seventh. New pitcher in the ballgame is the right-hander Carson Hobbs. Pitching change brought to you by Rescom Pest Control. Ortiz fouls that one off the left side, 0-2. Rescom Pest Control, protecting customers' homes and businesses for over 30 years. Make your home a pest-free zone. Say hello to Rescom and bye-bye bugs. Angel Ortiz, 0-2 on the night. Hobbs stepping in for Noah Ruin. That ball fouled to the right side once again. Angel Ortiz, since May 21st, now 2.5 weeks now, that dates back to the beginning of the Fresno series. He's batting .425 since that time period. He's batting first in the California League. 0-2 is upstairs for ball one, 1-2. Also riding a three-game run streak. That's tied for the fourth longest streak in the Cal League. Talk about his first 2 weeks. His debut was against Rancho when the Quakes were in town in beginning of May on May 8th. Swing and a miss for Ortiz. Throw down at first base in time. One down. So Hobbs comes in. Strikes out the first batter that he faces. But going back to that point on Angel Ortiz, the debut on May 8th and through the 19th, the guy who was batting .091. And all of a sudden, the flip of the switch. And Ortiz has been very confident at the plate as of lately, and Drain kind of looking to do the same thing right here. Did get a single back in the fifth on a ball he was able to beat out running down the line. 0-1 with one down. The pitch from Hobbs, and it misses inside. So we'll go through the numbers for Spencer Ruin. Two innings of work, two hits, one walk, struck out two batters. Came in for a lead for Patrick Copen. 1-1 deal. Upstairs, ball two, 2-1. Carson Hobbs comes in at 6'1", 197, the 22-year-old right-hander from Huntsville, Alabama. He spent his college playing days with the Samford Bulldogs. 2-1, Terrain's way out in front. And the count is now 2-2, and probably one of the more reliable arms out of this Quakes bullpen. 1-0, this is his 10th game of the year, has not allowed a run so far through 11 innings of work. Trying to set this game up going into the eighth, and Terrain's pitch is low for ball three, 3-2. Last time Hobbs was in action was 4 days ago against Lake Elsinore, in a ball game where he went 2 innings of work, struck out 5 batters without a walk. 3-2, 1 away. Hobbs working with bases empty. The pitch to Taurine. Elevated fastball swung on and missed. Back-to-back K's from Hobbs. And it brings up Yancel Luis to the plate. I should say Ruben Santana. First year in the Dodgers organization. Hobbs signed on July 18th. After the MLB draft, 11th round draft pickup by the Dodgers. Ruben Santana's pitch grounded up the middle, and it will be stopped by Thompson. Throw to first base, and it will be picked down by the first baseman, Sean McClain. What an effort by Jordan Thompson, and what a pick by McClain. And it is time to stretch at Lone Mart Field in Rancho Cucamonga. Quakes 1, Rawhide 0. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball by SaleRawhide.com.
Strong Credit Union. We know that local businesses are the backbone of the Central Valley, investing in our neighborhoods, boosting the economy, making the Valley stronger. But when it comes to their finances, where can they turn? A big bank that just sees another number? That's not good enough. Valley businesses deserve Valley support for payroll, credit, cash flow, and everything in between. Valley business is Valley strong. Learn how our cash management services can support your business at valleystrong.com.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota.
Let's go!
It's time to spring into adventure. Experience everything that awaits this season in a new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on the stylish, fuel-efficient Camry. Or lease a Camry for just $379 a month.
Oh, grab the keys, come on, let's go.
Toyota, let's go places.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Bottom seven here in Rancho. Logan Wagner will lead things off. 5-6 and 7 due up. Wagner, McLean, Alonzo. First pitch on the way. Misses outside for ball one. 1-0. Logan Wagner on the ball game. He is 1-for-2, including a double that scored a run. It's been the lone run in this ball game. Back in the second inning, we've been held scoreless since then, and Jacob Steinmetz's ball game has officially concluded. After six complete innings of work, Ruben Santana is going to run out of room as this ball is fouled off into the concourse, 1-1. New pitcher in the ballgame, Carlos Rey, the 6'2", 180, 22-year-old left-hander from Miami Springs, Florida. 1-1 with no outs. Pitch to Wagner, a bit inside, and the count is 2-1. Pitching change brought to you by ResCom Pest Control. Protecting customers' homes and businesses for over 30 years. Make your home a pest-free zone. Say hello to ResCom and bye-bye bugs. 2-1 count on the way. A nice pitch from Carlos is in there for a strike 2-2. Final stat line for Jacob Steinmetz. 6 innings of work, 3 hits, just 1 earned run. Struck out 4 batters and walked 1. His first walk in 3 games. Carlos Rey trying to keep this thing a one-run game. 3 balls, 2 strikes, no outs. Southpaw will get ready to deal. The payoff pitch on the way. Grounded to the left side. Ruben Santana will field it. The toss to first base just in time. 1 down. Second time today, Logan Wagner has been sat down. And it'll bring up Sean McLean to the plate. And with that, we'll go through the scores around the Arizona Diamondbacks organization. We're out in the Complex League. The D-backs, once again, they lead. They are up 10-1 over the Mariners. The Complex League D-backs are 15-8 to begin the Complex League season. Swing and a miss, 0-1. Meanwhile, out in High A, Spokane Indians, 6-3 leaders over the Hillsboro Hops. That game is currently in the bottom of the sixth inning. 0-1 from Ray. Misses outside for a ball. A pretty pivotal time for Hillsboro. Currently third in the Northwest. They have the Eugene Emeralds, 2 games in front of them. Also Spokane in front as well. 1-1 from Ray. And this one's fed off to the right side, 1-2. Meanwhile, out in AA, another postponement for the Amarillo Sod Poodles. They'll make up a doubleheader tomorrow against the Tulsa Drillers. Out in AAA, the Reno Aces currently lead over the Tacoma Rainiers 2-0. And now Ray's pitch fouled off to the right side once again, up and out of play. Ben McClain here at the plate. And then lastly out at Petco Park in San Diego in the bottom of the sixth inning, the San Diego Padres and Arizona Diamondbacks tied up at three. That's all the scores around the D-backs organization, 1-2 with one down. The pitch from Ray inside, and that one's going to hit Sean McClain right around the knee. And a one-out hit batsman will get McClain on base for the second time today. Reached off an error back in the fourth and now hit by a pitch here in the seventh. And it brings up Juan Alonso to the plate. Talking about the Diamondbacks, 29-33 entering the day, fourth in the NL West. They're 8.5 games back from the LA Dodgers. And snapped a three-game winning streak yesterday when they lost to the San Francisco Giants 9-3. Five hits to three, Visalia leading the Quakes. However, the one department that matters, the run category, Rancho leads 1-0. The pitch from Carlos Ray, almost half swing from Juan Alonso, and he goes down for a strike, 0-1. Juan Alonso, 1-for-2 in this ballgame. A ground out back to Jacob Steinmetz in the fourth, and a single in the second. And that one goes in there for a strike, 0-2. Alonso has McClain over at first. And now Juan will use his batter's timeout to step out of the box. No balls, two strikes, one away here to Juan Alonso. Ray holds up the belt. His pitch swung on and missed. Strike three. First strikeout of the ballgame for Carlos Ray. Strikeout brought to you by Allstate Insurance agent Abraham Guillen. Give him a call today at 559-625-4141. And with that, it'll bring up the catcher Carlos Rojas to the plate. Rojas 0-for-1 in the ballgame with a 5-3 ground out back in the fifth inning. Ray's pickoff attempt over to first. Modifi had to extend the arm to prevent that one from hitting the sidewall. It keeps McClain over at first base. Two down. Carlos Ray looking to work another scoreless inning for Rawhide pitching. Waiting on deck as we move into the top of the eighth will be Junior Franco, Kenny Castillo, and Anderson Rojas. All three of those batters have all had a hit in this ballgame. Two singles, one double. It was Kenny Castillo's ninth of the year. 1-0 pitch on the way. Misses outside for ball two, 2-0. Ross, RBI number 14 of the year on his sack fly back in the second inning. Ray's pause and deal. And that one's in there for a strike, 2-1. Ball game closing in on 2 hours old here on this Thursday night. Pitch on the way from Carlos Ray, grounded to the right side and foul, 2-2. Tuesday night's ballgame, 2:38. Yesterday's ballgame, 2:45. Both in front of crowds of over 1,100 fans. And tonight looking a little bit more packed than the previous two games. 2-2 with two away. Runner in motion, Carlos Ray will throw over to second. And McClain was a quarter of the way there, and he'll be tagged out trying to make his way back to first. Carlos Ray, a late look up, and he's going to catch Sean McClain on the base paths, and we are through seven here in Rancho Cucamonga. Top eight we go, and Visalia trails this ball game 1-0. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball, visaliarawhide.com.
We know that local businesses are the backbone of the Central Valley, investing in our neighborhoods, boosting the economy, making the valley stronger. But when it comes to their finances, where can they turn? A big bank that just sees another number? That's not good enough. Valley businesses deserve Valley support for payroll, credit, cash flow, and everything in between. Valley Business is Valley Strong. Learn how our cash management services can support your business at valleystrong.com.
American Business Machines has been providing custom business solutions to the Central Valley for nearly 100 years, providing black and white or color copiers and printers, while also specializing in phone systems, surveillance cameras, IT, and printing services. ABM would be happy to create a solution to your business, church, or organization's unique needs. For more information, visit abm1.com. That's ABM, the number one, .com.
Rawhide fans, nothing says summertime like baseball and peanuts. So before, during, or after the game, be sure to grab a bag of Hampton Farms fresh roasted in the shell peanuts. Peanuts are a great healthy snack. They're naturally high in protein and have zero carbs. You can find Hampton Farms peanuts in the produce section at such fine retailers as Save Mart and Winco, and the produce section or snack aisle of your local Walmart. Hampton Farms, the finest from the fields. Watch me.
Top eight here in Rancho. It'll be Junior Franco, Kenny Castillo, Anderson Rojas due up. First pitch on the way to Franco, and it'll lift that one into center field for a base hit. Sixth Rawhide hit of the night, and it's a leadoff single here in the top of the eighth inning. So a single from Franco in the first, a single from Franco in the eighth, and here is Kenny Castillo, who is 1-for-3 on the night. First pitch is a bunt, and Kenny Castillo is able to pull it back, and however, it's in there for a strike, 0-1. Oh, 1-0 out. Kenny Castillo batting 272, top three in this Rawhide team when it comes to batting averages. That pitch is outside for ball one, 1-1. Junior Franco over at first. The pitch on the way to Kenny, and he's way out in front, 1-2. Talked about the upcoming schedule for the Rawhide. They'll host Modesto and Lake Elsinore for the next 2 weeks. Meanwhile, for Rancho, they'll wrap up this series against Visalia this upcoming Sunday. Coming pitch on the way to Kenny Castillo. Franco's in motion. A swing and a miss on a ball in the dirt. He'll be struck out, but Franco will advance over to second base. And there's one out in the inning for the Hide. Here's Anderson Rojas to the plate. So a first out of the inning with Anderson Rojas, who's like to bunt so many times this year. Does he like to go with it right here? The pitch on the way to Anderson. It misses upstairs for ball one, 1-0. Rancho will travel up north to Fresno next week for 650s for the first three games before a 7:05 game on Friday. The 1-0 pitch on the way, and that one's in there for a strike. 1-1, and now as we start to hit mid-June starting next week, you'll start to see the 5 o'clock first pitches on Sundays, a little bit later starts. Visalia elects to go with a 12:05 start on all Sunday home games this season. 1-1 pitch on the way. Anderson Rojas gets all of that one, but it's way right. And the count is now 1-2. Rojas, one home run on the year, and when he pulls the ball down that right side, can get a lot of pop on it. His lone home run was into right center field over the barn at Valley Strong Ballpark. 1-2 pitch on the way, right down the middle, strike three, and Rojas will be sat down for the second out of the inning. Now four strikeouts on the ball game for Carson Hobbs. Two down on the inning, and it's Drew Jones at the plate. Franco's stolen bag earlier in the frame, his 10th stolen base of the season. That's one behind Anderson Rojas with 11. And Drew Jones will foul this one backwards, 0-1 with two away. Five walks on the week. However, in this ball game, he is yet to get on base. 0-2 so far. Pitch on the way from Hobbs. Ground to the right side for a base hit. Junior Franco is going to be waved home. It's scooped up by Alonso. Here comes the throw, and the slide is not in time. Junior Franco will come home to score, and the Rawhide have tied up the ball game in the top of the eighth inning. Juan Alonso gave it a chance out in right field to throw a little bit wide. Carlos Rojas tried to apply the tag, and it is RBI number 25 of the season for Drew Jones, and we are tied up here in the top of the eighth inning. Visalia's first multi-hit inning of the night, and it comes with the Rawhide down to their final four outs. And with that, I'll bring the pitching coach, Sean Coyne, out to the mound. Mound visit brought to you by locally owned Sierra Meadows Behavioral Health, reminding that a good therapist is like a great coach, and sometimes all we need is someone to talk to. Sierra Meadows Behavioral Health, now open in Visalia. Currently warming out in the pen, number 17, Jesus Luna, the 6'6 right-hander, who signed as an international free agent back in 2019. Adrian DeLeon still looking for his first hit of the week. He is 0-5. Top eight here for DeLeon. And now Jones in motion. The throw down to second, not in time. Drew had such a great jump, and he's able to steal the bag with plenty of room to spare. It's his sixth stolen base of the season. 0-1 with two down here for Adrian. Another runner in scoring position for the Hive. That one outside for a ball, and the count is now 1-1. DeLeon with a runner in scoring position and two outs. So far this season, he's batting .259 in these kind of scenarios with four hits and 16 at-bats. The 1-1 pitch on the way from Carson Hobbs, and that one's in there for a strike as well. The count is now 1-2. The Rawhide, seven hits in this ballgame. Rancho with just three. Vasily has been the one team to commit an error in this ballgame. One ball, two strikes, two away. Modifi Marte awaits on deck. And a batter's timeout as Adrian DeLeon steps out of the batter's box. Top eight here at Lone Mark Field. Joe Gonzalez with you here on this Thursday night. He's ready to get halfway through this series to Rancho, the first trip. Two more to go here in 2024. Rawhide will next be in Rancho July 1st through the 3rd. That mini-series right before the 4th of July. 1-2 pitch on the way, swung on and missed. And Adrian DeLeon sat down swinging for the first time today, struck out twice. However, Visalia gets on the board for the first time this evening, and we are tied up at one apiece heading into the bottom of the 8th inning. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball at visaliarawhide.com.
We know that local businesses are the backbone of the Central Valley, investing in our neighborhoods, boosting the economy, making the Valley stronger. But when it comes to their finances, where can they turn? A big bank that just sees another number? That's not good enough. Valley businesses deserve Valley support for payroll, credit, cash flow, and everything in between. Valley Business is Valley Strong. Learn how our cash management services can support your business at valleystrong.com.
Take your Toyota safety to the next level with a fresh set of tires this spring and get the fourth for only a dollar. Not only will new tires maximize the MPG of your Toyota, but they'll also help you stay safe out there on the open road. Experience peace of mind and savings today. For a limited time at your local Toyota dealer, when you buy three new tires, you'll get the fourth for only a dollar. So stop by your local Toyota dealer now. Toyota, let's go places. Restrictions apply. Toyota and Scion vehicles only. See participating Toyota dealers for details. Offer ends April 30th.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Not much separation in this bowl game here at Lone Mark Field. Bottom of the eighth we go. Carlos Rey remains on the mound. Carlos Rojas will be his opponent. Carlos Rojas, Wilman Diaz, Gerald Perez, 8-9-1 due up in the bottom of the eighth inning. First pitch on the way, misses high and outside for ball one, 1-0. Three hits for Rancho in this ball game, and that pitch misses upstairs for ball two as well, 2-0. Fifty-third game of the year, and it's a tight 1-1 ball game, and that pitch misses upstairs as well for ball three, 3-0. Carlos Rey, the four-seam fastball, the sinker, slider, changeup. Four-pitch arsenal, similar to that of Jacob Steinmetz. And a pitch from Rey outside, a four-pitch walk for Carlos Rojas, and it brings up Wilman Diaz to the plate. Couple arms warming up in the Rawhide pen, starting to get loose, just trying to stretch out with the rubber bands. And that walk is brought to you by JP Electric and Solar. Tired of high electric bills? Turn to the team at JP Electric and Solar, Visalia's number one electric and solar company. Learn more at jpelectricsolar.com. Also, Mound is here as Tyler Mark makes his way out. Mound is brought to you by locally owned Sierra Meadows Behavioral Health, reminding you that a good therapist is like a great coach. And sometimes all we need is someone to talk to. Sierra Meadows Behavioral Health, now open in Visalia. Tight moments here in Rancho. Visalia 5-5 in their last 10. Meanwhile, for Rancho, they are 2-8 in their last 10 games. Just two wins over their last 16 games. You have to go back to two Sundays ago when the Rancho Quakes were back home against Modesto. And then you have to look back to Tuesday night in a ball game where they dominated Visalia 11-5. Runner on first with no outs here for Carlos Rey. The Rawhide have already turned one double play in the ball game, but Wilman Diaz will show bunt. This one's popped up. Carlos Rey is able to make the grab. And Diaz trying to bunt that one down the right side, and instead he gets underneath it. Carlos Rey shows off the speed off the mound, and there's one down here in the frame. Big out right there. So Gerald Perez now will step up to the plate, a ball game where he's 0-3. We talked about the batting average for Perez, eighth highest in the California League. Seven home runs, it's the fourth most in the league. And also the 21 hits in the month of May. It was the third most by a Quakes player. And he steps in with a big opportunity right here. 27 RBIs on the season. And the 0-1 pitch from Carlos Rey is a bit high and outside for ball one. Oswaldo Osorio awaits on deck as well. Gerald Perez, the 17th ranked prospect in the Dodgers organization. Signed in the international signing period in 2022 for $397,000 out of the Dominican Republic. Tied a complex league lead with 11 home runs in his U.S. debut in 2023. One ball, two strikes, one away. Pickoff attempt at first. The throw's a bit high. Perez known for the quick hands on getting his hands around quickly on pitches inside. And also a guy who very rarely is going to chase pitches outside of the strike zone. And now Perez will take a batter's timeout and step out. Perez not really noted for his speed. Noted as a great athlete, however. Yeah, last year divided his time between second, short, and third. A very similar type of player you could compare him to Yancel Luis for the Rawhide. Pitch misses outside for ball two, 2-2. We talk about Yancel Luis, a player who's played at second, short, and third as well this season. Not super fast, but he's also been a crucial player. And also important to note, a pinch runner over at first base, the fastest player on the team, Kendall George. That pitch misses upstairs for ball three, 3-2. George, so far this season, 17 stolen bags. Will he go for 18 to make it a runner in scoring position? 3-2 with one away. Payoff pitch, low inside, ball four. Perez will take a walk, and it's going to bring up Oswaldo Osorio to the plate. Second walk of the inning. And pitching coach Tyler Mark and manager D. Garner at the edge of the doorstep. Not going to make their way out right here. They're going to let Carlos Rey worked through right here. And now Kenny Castillo will make his way out from behind home plate to give his instructions to the Rawhide infield. A big moment in the ballgame. Haven't felt very many of these for Rancho in a ballgame where they've had three hits. It was that second inning where they scored their lone run. One away here for Carlos Rey. Double play would get him out of the inning and send it to the top of the ninth. Rey's pitch outside, ball one, 1-0. Oswaldo Osorio got on base back in the first. Since then, two groundouts on the infield. That's what the Rawhide defense is hoping for right here. 1-0 pitch on the way, high and outside, ball two, 2-0. Jordan Thompson awaits on deck. He is 0-for-3 in the ballgame. Batters 1-4 all have not gotten on base safely with a hit. Osorio is the only one that's gone on base via the walk. Pitch from Carlos Rey, and that one's in there for a strike. Ends a streak of six straight balls thrown by Rey. Two and one with one down. The open stance from Osorio, a 1-for-3 day on Tuesday. His pitch, once again, it's in there for a strike, 2-2. We talk about Oswaldo Osorio's night on Tuesday. A bases-clearing double, scored three runs in a four-run frame for Rancho in the first. 2-2 pitch, outside corner, strike three called. The second strikeout for Carlos Rey of the ballgame, and it is a huge one. And it brings up Jordan Thompson to the play with two down. The slider on the top outside corner. And manager D. Gardner is going to make his way out. So a pitching change here in Rancho. 1-1, bottom eight, runners on first and second with two away. It'll be Jordan Thompson facing off against a new Rawhide pitcher when we come back. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball at VisaliaRawhide.com.
There's a story about President Kennedy visiting NASA in 1962 and meeting a janitor while he toured the building. Kennedy asked him, "What do you do here?" The janitor replied, "Well, Mr. President, I'm helping put a man on the moon." At Cahuilla Health, we hold that same belief that every employee in every department has a purpose necessary to achieve our mission of caring for our community. They are the driving force behind our commitment to provide compassionate, world-class care to everyone who walks through our doors. They are at the heart of what we do, no matter what job they hold. Because when you set out to achieve something extraordinary, something so demanding yet so worthwhile, no job is too small. At Cahuilla Health, all of our employees are making a difference in the way we care for our community. Cahuilla Health, more than medicine, life.
Cahuilla Health, more than medicine, life.
When it comes to trucks, no one hits it out of the park like Will Teixeira Ford. It's a Teixeira triple play of selection, financing, and service that always spells customer satisfaction. That's why in Tulare County, Teixeira is number one in Ford truck sales. So for your best deal on a Ford Ranger, F-Series, or Super Duty truck, visit Will Teixeira Ford for a home run.
Teixeira's making it happen.
American Business Machines has been providing custom business solutions to the Central Valley for nearly 100 years. Providing black and white or color copiers and printers, while also specializing in phone systems, surveillance cameras, IT, and printing services. ABM would be happy to create a solution to your business, church, or organization's unique needs.
Jordan Thompson, a face-off against the new pitcher, Jordan Chalas. Here in the bottom of the eighth, first pitch on the way, outside corner, strike number one. Pitching change brought to you by ResCom Pest Control, protecting customers' homes and businesses for over 30 years, making your home a pest-free zone, St. Louis ResCom, and bye-bye bugs. Jordan Chalas comes in with runners on first and second. Inside fastball, swung on and missed. Chalas, the two-pitch arsenal. Four-seam fastball slider. That's all you're going to see from Chalas. But it's been reliable stuff so far through the first 2 months of the season. 0-2 with two-way. The pitch swung on and missed, and it's going to be fouled off. And manager D. Garner quickly coming out here to have a word with home plate umpire Jeremy Rada. You hear the reaction instantly from D as soon as that ball is called foul. D not agreeing with the call here and make his way back to the dugout. And that was the decision here. It looks like Jordan Thompson walking back over to outside of the box, and now Thompson having some words with Chalas. And now manager John Shoemaker is going to make his way in and tell Thompson to back off. Now the whole Rawhide infield's coming in to have a word. Rawhide pen and Quakes pen at the very edge of their areas. Visalia will make their way back. Rancho will as well. And everybody will go back to their spots. Tension starting to rise here. 0-2, a two-way. Jordan Thompson and Jordan Chalas. The pitch on the way. Outside ball one. 1-2. Thompson looking for his first hit of the ball game. He is 0-3. He's already struck out once in this ball game. He was that close just moments ago. Chalas has a chance to do it right here. 1-2 pitch. Just below the knees, ball number two. Chalas was 3-for-3 entering save opportunities prior to May 28th against Inland Empire. Back-to-back blown saves, obviously not a save opportunity right here, but wonder how that plays a mental toll. 2-2 pitch on the way, swing and a miss, strike three. Jordan Thompson has struck out, and we head to the top of the ninth inning, tied up at one apiece. Rancho Strands 2, and we are tied up at 1-1. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball at VisaliaRawhide.com.
One of only 20 hospitals in California, and one of two in the Valley to receive the distinction. How did they do it? Their caregivers go the extra mile for their patients. Kaweah Health, one of America's top 100 hospitals.
The Equity Group Saloon, a party deck located right next to third base. A comfortable, exclusive area right on top of the action. The Equity Group Saloon offers a unique way to enjoy a ballgame with friends, family, or coworkers. It's equipped with fans, misters, and your own private bar and bartender. Grab a seat at the bar or one of our custom pub-style tables, or get close to the action in a traditional stadium seat. It's fun and affordable at only $20 per ticket. For more information or to book the Equity Group Saloon, call or text 559-732-4433.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota.
Let's go!
It's time to spring into adventure. Experience everything that awaits this season in a new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on the stylish, fuel-efficient Camry. Or lease a Camry for just $379 a month.
No, grab the keys, come on, let's go.
Toyota, let's go places.
Uno de los 20 hospitales en California y uno de los dos en el Valle en recibir la distinción. ¿Cómo lo hicieron? Sus cuidadores hacen un esfuerzo adicional por sus pacientes. Kaweah Health, uno de los 100 mejores hospitales de los Estados Unidos.
Tensions rising in the bottom of the eighth. We move to the top of the ninth inning. And it'll be Jesus Luna, the new pitcher in the ballgame for Rancho. Marifi Morte will lead things off here in the top of the ninth. First pitch on the way, high and inside, ball one, 1-0. Modifi Morte, Angel Ortiz, Christopher Torin, that is 8-9-1, due up for Visalia. Jordan Chalas came in, struck out Jordan Thompson, the one batter that he faced, to keep things scoreless, and Morte takes that one in there for a strike, 1-2. Modifi batting 219, does have the home run pop, 2 on the year. There's 1-1 from Luna, grounded to the left side. It'll be fielded cleanly by Osorio, and his throw to first base is in time, one away. Third time today, Marte has been sat down, and it brings up Angel Ortiz to the plate. Carson Hobbs' ball game officially concludes after two innings of work. Gave up two hits and one earned run. The lone Rawhide in this ball game struck out five batters and walked none. And now the pitch to Angel Ortiz. Misses upstairs for ball one, 1-0. Jesus Luna in 2024 also has not allowed a run. This is his seventh appearance of the year through 8 1/3 innings of work on 14 strikeouts. 1-0 pitch to Ortiz, and it's in there for a strike, 1-1. Last outing for Luna was on June 2nd against Lake Elsinore, also 4 days ago, in a ballgame where he went an inning of work, struck out one batter. Just his third appearance in a Rancho uniform this season. And Ortiz pops that one up to the left side where it'll be Osorio there for out number two. An 0-for-4 game for Angel Ortiz. And it brings up Christopher Torin to the ball, to the plate, who is 1-for-4. Now time called here as Luna will step off the mound. So Luna stepped off quickly, got back on the rubber and dealt. And Torin is kind of standing there. He'll take that pitch in there for a strike, 0-1. Torin's pitch lifted into left. It will stay in the yard. It's a high-flying fly ball. And it'll be caught by the left fielder, Wilman Diaz, and the Rawhide go down in order here in the top of the ninth inning. Bottom nine in Rancho, Samuel Munoz, Logan Wagner, and Sean McClain due up in the bottom of the ninth. Rancho 1, Visalia 1. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball at VisaliaRawhide.com.
No one hits it out of the park like Will Teixeira Ford. It's a Teixeira triple play of selection, financing, and service that always spells customer satisfaction. That's why in Tulare County, Teixeira is number one in Ford truck sales. So for your best deal on a Ford Ranger, F-Series, or Super Duty truck, visit Will Teixeira Ford for a home run.
Teixeira's making it happen.
Hay una historia sobre la visita del presidente Kennedy a la NASA en 1962, cuando conoció a un consejero mientras recorrió el edificio. Kennedy le preguntó, ¿qué haces aquí? El consejero respondió, pues, señor presidente, estoy ayudando a poner a un hombre en la luna. En Cahuilla Health tenemos la misma creencia. Cada empleado en cada departamento tiene un propósito necesario para lograr nuestra misión de cuidar a nuestra comunidad. Ellos son la fuerza impulsora detrás de nuestro compromiso de proporcionar atención compasiva y de primera clase a todos los que pasan por nuestras puertas. Están en el centro de lo que hacemos, sin importar el trabajo que tengan. Porque cuando se empieza a lograr algo extraordinario, algo tan exigente, pero tan digno, ningún trabajo es demasiado pequeño. En Cahuilla Health, todos nuestros empleados están haciendo una diferencia en la manera en que cuidamos a nuestra comunidad.
Bottom nine, Jordan Chalas remains on the mound after he struck out Jordan Thompson to end the bottom of the eighth inning. A 1-1 ball game between the Quakes and the Rawhide. Rancho looking for their first hit since the fifth inning. Samuel Munoz, Logan Wagner, Sean McClain. The 1-0 pitch on the way in there for a strike, 1-1. Briefly touched on the blown saves for Chalas in his last two outings. A blown save on June 1st where the wheels fell off the train in that ball game. And that pitch is in there for a ball 2-1. Visalia took the first four games of the series against Inland Empire. The Rawhide were two outs away from capturing five straight wins. It would be their longest winning streak since April of 2023. 2-1 pitch on the way. This one's lifted into left field. Junior Franco comes racing in, but he'll be there in time for the first out of the inning. Ball game where Chalas gave up a leadoff double in the ninth inning. And eventually a sac fly forced a 10th. And then in the top half of the 10th inning, Rawhide commit three errors and ultimately lose the ball game 12-9. There's been some tough ones this year, but the Rawhide just trying to force the top of the 10th right here. First pitch on the way to Wagner, and it's in there for a strike 0-1. Wagner, a double back in the second, a strikeout swinging in the fourth. And a 5-3 ground out back in the seventh inning. Chalas' pitch is low for ball one, 1-1. Last time Jordan faced off against Rancho, it was on May 12th. A ball game where he went an inning of work, gave up two hits and one run. He struck out one batter in that outing against the Quakes. He pitched two times when the Quakes were in Visalia back in May. 1-1 pitches inside for ball two. In that first outing ever on May 7th, he went an inning and a third. One hit, no earned runs. He struck out one batter. 13 strikeouts for Chalas in the month of May, 9 in the month of April. And now his 1-1 pitches in there for strike two. Two balls, two strikes, one away. Logan Wagner, 1-for-7 here in the series. 2-2, swung on and missed, strike three. The second Chala strikeout of the ballgame, and it brings up Sean McClain to the plate here with two down. McClain batting 171 with bases empty. We've got Juan Alonso waiting on deck. First pitch on the way, and that one misses upstairs for a ball, 1-0. The former Arizona State Sun Devil at the plate. Spent 2 years at ASU, 2020, his freshman year, 2021, his redshirt freshman year. And he fouls that one backwards, 1-1 with two away. During his time in 2021 out in Phoenix, he batted 322. It was his second highest batting average by any Sun Devil player. And Chalice's pitch is fouled backwards, 1-2. That batting average was just outside the all-time top 10 batting average by a freshman in ASU history. One ball, two strikes, two away. Chalice to send this one into the top of the 10th. Rawhide defense playing no doubles right now. And that one's grounded to the left side and foul. You got Drew Jones in center field, who's 10 feet max away from the center field wall, which is 401 to dead center. Corners are the right fielder, Angel Ortiz, playing more shallow. And Junior Franco, maybe 2 feet closer than Drew Jones would be in center field. This pitch fouled backwards. Wake's looking for their fourth hit of the night. Rawhide trying to send this game to extra innings, where they had quite a fair share of them in the month of May. 1-2, a two-way. The pitch, swing and a miss, strike three, and Jordan Chalice has some words to the Quakes dugout after the punch-out. Top 10 we go here in Rancho Cucamonga, and Visalia will play extra inning baseball for the fifth time this year. Top 10, 1-1 here at Lone Mart Field in game three of the six-game series. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball at VisaliaRawhide.com.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota.
Let's go!
It's time to spring into adventure. Experience everything that awaits this season in a new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on the stylish, fuel-efficient Camry. Or lease a Camry for just $379 a month.
No! Grab the keys, come on, let's go!
Toyota, let's go places.
The Equity Group Saloon, a party deck located right next to third base. A comfortable, exclusive area right on top of the action. The Equity Group Saloon offers a unique way to enjoy a ball game with friends, family, or coworkers. It's equipped with fans, misters, and your own private bar and bartender. Grab a seat at the bar or one of our custom pub-style tables, or get close to the action in a traditional stadium seat. It's fun and affordable at only $20 per ticket. For more information or to book the Equity Group Saloon, call or text 559-732-44.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball. We move into the top of the 10th. First pitch on the way to Ruben Santana. Swung on and missed, 0-1. He came in to pinch hit for Yancel Luis in the third. After an injury to Luis on a slide from Logan Wagner. 0-1 with no outs. The pitch on the way is low and outside for a ball, 1-1. Here in the 10th inning, you have Ruben Santana, Junior Franco, and Kenny Castillo due up. Christopher Torin is the ghost runner over at second base. The 1-1 pitch on the way, and that one's in there for a strike as well. Visalia so far this year in extra inning ball games, they are 1-4. With their last one coming this last Saturday on June 1st in a ball game where they lost 12-9 in 10 innings. LaSalle had to play two extra inning ball games last week against Inland Empire, including their longest game of the year that went 11 innings, and this pitch fouled directly backwards, and the count is 1-2. That 11-inning ball game on Tuesday night, it took 3 hours and 31 minutes to complete, the longest game of the season, also the only game this year that's gone 11. One ball, two strikes, no outs. Kareen stands at second base with Junior Franco waiting on deck. Luna's pitch outside, 2-2. Meanwhile, for Rancho, 0-4 this year in extra inning ball games. Rancho 4-5 in games decided by one run or less. Visalia has also had their fair struggles in one-run ball games. 2-2 pitch on the way. Grounded to the left side. Terrain bouncing around at second. The throw to first, and it is in time. Terrain thought about going over to third for a moment. Couldn't risk the double play. And Santana will ground out. That is the fourth time he'll be retired, and it brings up Junior Franco to the plate. Close play, and Terrain bouncing around at second, ultimately goes back. So you got Junior Franco at the plate, the team leader in batting average at 305, and he takes the first pitch in there for a strike, 0-1. Franco leads his team in home runs, batting average, and OPS at an 861. The pitch to Junior is in there for a strike, 0-2. Franco 2-for-4 on the night with a single in both the first and the eighth. He's also the lone run that has scored in this ballgame. He also had a stolen bag back in that eighth frame. 0-2 with one down. Franco would take that one above the shoelaces for ball one, 1-2. Franco looking for RBI number 21 to give the Rawhide a 2-1 lead in this ballgame. Luna glances at second. Not too much holding on of Terrain. 1-2 pitch on the way, grounded to the right side. That'll advance Terrain to third. Stepping on first is McLean, and there's two down here in the inning. And here comes Kenny Castillo to the plate. Kenny with a double back in the sixth inning. It was a ball that was less than 3 feet short of clearing the yellow line out in right center field. Pitch on the way into left field, and that one drops in for a base hit. RBI 16 of the year for Kenny Castillo, and it makes it a 2-1 ball game here in the top of the 10th. So Kenny Castillo's second hit of the night is a crucial one. It scores Terrain from third. And Visalia, after trailing all night long entering the eighth, they have their first lead of the night, 2-1 in the top of the 10th. And it brings up Anderson Rojas to the plate. That pitch is low and inside for ball one, 1-0. And it appears to be Edgar Isaya warming up in the Rawhide pen. Pitch on the way, and that one's low as well for ball two, 2-0. Got Edgar Isaya, and it also appears possibly Daniel Nunez as well on the right side. Anderson Rojas so far in this ball game is 1-for-4. And Hyde looking to add on a little bit of insurance right here. Pat on to this 2-1 lead. Here's the pitch, the deal. It's upstairs, ball three, 3-1. 3-0, should say. Anderson Rojas batting 256. Mentioned last year, batted 249 through 90 games in Visalia. Small lead over at first for Kenny. And Rojas takes that one in the top of the strike zone, 3-1. Luna not too worried about the runner at first base. Castillo not a threat to steal. The 3-1 deals inside ball four, and it's going to bring up Drew Jones to play with runners at first and second.
Hawks after
two outs to start the inning for Luna. Back-to-back base runners reached for by Celia. A base hit from Kenny Castillo, an RBI single. And then Anderton Rojas draws a five-pitch walk. And now we'll have a mound visit here. Mancho Troncoso out on the mound. Mound visit brought to you by locally owned Sierra Meadows Behavioral Health, reminding you that a good therapist is like a great coach, and sometimes all we need is someone to talk to. Sierra Meadows Behavioral Health, now open in Visalia. Visalia leading this ball game, and it leads the wonder of what's going on around the rest of the California League here in the top of the 10th. Like Elsinore, 5-1 winners. So if Rawhide are able to hold on to this ball game, it would remain a 4.5 game deficit from Visalia to Lake Elsinore, which is in first in the South. 0-1 with two away. The pause and the deal. And that one's in there for a strike. 0-2 to Drew Jones. Top 10 and on base percentage for Drew. He got on base for the first time back in the eighth. It was an RBI base hit that scored Junior Franco. And now a roller that misses left of the third base line. Adrian DeLeon on deck for the Hide. 0-2 with two away. The pitch and the deal. Jones watches that one miss upstairs for ball one, 1-2. Visalia, eight hits in this ball game. Due up in the bottom of the 10th will be Juan Alonso, Carlos Rojas, Wilman Diaz, 7, 8, and 9. 1-2 pitch on the way. Swing and a miss for Drew Jones. And Drew is struck out for the second time today. And we head into the bottom of the 10th inning here in Rancho. RBI single from Kenny Castillo gives Visalia a 2-1 ball game. We'll step aside, and when we come back, we'll have the new pitcher. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball at VisaliaRawhide.com.
We're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. It's time to spring into adventure. Experience everything that awaits this season in a new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on the stylish, fuel-efficient Camry. Or lease a Camry for just $379 a month.
No, grab the keys, come on, let's go.
Toyota, let's go places.
At Valley Strong Credit Union, we know that local businesses are the backbone of the Central Valley, investing in our neighborhoods, boosting the economy, making the Valley stronger. But when it comes to their finances, where can they turn? A big bank that just sees another number? That's not good enough. Valley businesses deserve Valley support for payroll, credit, cash flow, and everything in between. Valley Business is Valley Strong. Learn how our cash management services can support your business at valleystrong.com.
Grab the keys to a new...
Welcome back to Rancho Cucamonga. Bottom 10 we go. Visalia leads this ballgame 2-1. The ghost runner for Rancho will be Sean McClain. And due up here in the bottom of the 10th will be Juan Alonso, Carlos Rojas, and Wilman Diaz. Kenny Castillo, one of the last players to take the field due to him being on base when the inning came to a conclusion. And the first thing Kenny did when he came out of the Rawhide dugout was quickly go to his new pitcher, Alexis Lobano, and give him what he needs to get through the 10th inning. Three outs to capture their second straight win and take a 2-1 series lead over the Rancho Cucamonga Quakes. But Vaisseli has to get three down right here. Juan Alonso digs in. He's 1-for-3 in this ball game. Jordan Chalas is done after an inning and a third. And the pitch on the way from Lobato's inside for ball one, 1-0. Pitching change brought to you by ResCom Pest Control, protecting customers, homes, and businesses for over 30 years. Make your home a pest-free zone, St. Louis ResCom, and bye-bye bugs. Juan Alonso batting .253 with a home run and 27 RBIs. And the pitch misses outside for ball one. Or ball two, should say, 2-0. Juan Alonso so far this year with runners in scoring position, batting just .210, 13 hits and 62 at-bats. 2-0 down. Lobato throws over to second, and that ball's going to sneak into outfield, but Torin, thankfully providing the backup there, doesn't sneak far enough for McLean to advance to third base. Alexis Lobato, the new pitcher in the ballgame for Visalia. He is 1-0 with a 3.60 ERA in 2024. This is now 10th game of the year. Has allowed just 4 runs through 10 innings of work. First single-A save opportunity. 2022 was the last time he's been in a professional situation with a save opportunity. He was 2-for-3 out in the Dominican Summer League. 2-0 with no outs. Kendall George awaits on deck. The pitch, outside, ball three. Lobato has not been known to walk very many guys this season. He struck out 17 batters. He's only walked two. 3-0 with no outs. Lobato's pitch, top of the zone, strike number one. Last time we saw Alexis was on June 2nd against Inland Empire, a ball game where he went an inning of work and allowed one run. It was the first home run he allowed this year. Up the middle, it's a base hit for Juan Alonso. Drew Jones will scoop it up. He'll toss it into the infield, and it'll be Kendall George stepping up to the plate for Carlos Rojas. A leadoff single puts Sean McClain 90 feet away from tying up this ball game. So here is the 36th overall pick last summer's MLB draft. Kendall George stepping up to the plate. But before that one happens, we have a mound visit here. Mound visit brought to you by locally owned Sierra Meadows Beerbro Health, reminding you that a good therapist is like a great coach, and sometimes all we need is someone to talk to. Sierra Meadows Beerbro Health, now open in Visalia. Carlos Rojas, he was 0-for-1 on the day. And now Kendall George will step up to the plate in a big, big opportunity right here. George, 6-for-25 so far this week, including yesterday where he had a single. You look back at Monday's ball game for Kendall George, he was 2-for-4 on Tuesday, including 2 singles, 3 runs, and a double. 2-1 ball game here in the bottom of the 10th inning. Kendall George will dig in. Pick 36. Last summer, here's a pitch. Inside, ball one, 1-0. The numbers for Kendall George, batting .267 on the year. 39 hits, 12 RBIs, and he's looking for RBI number 13 right here to tie up the ball game at 2-2. Pitch fouled backwards. The count is now 1-1. Alexis Lobato has been such a reliable arm out of the pen, along with Daniel Nunez as well. Jordan Chalas has been shaky as of late, but you look at the whole season, he's been a good pitcher. 1-1, fouled off to the left side, 1-2. All you need is one out to get a double play ball set up. Rye defense is playing at the edge of the infield grass at the moment. Middle infield plays a little bit further back. They want a chance to turn two if that comes arise. The 1-2 pitch to George is outside. Ball two, 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, no outs for Kendall George, who's pinch hitting. That one gets past Kenny Castillo, and nothing's going to come from it, and Kenny throws it away. But Sean McClain's not going to go anywhere. Juan Alonso will go to second base on the wild pitch. Two in scoring position, and Rawhide infield will have to play in now. Three balls, two strikes, no outs. A base empty over at first. Labano working from the stretch. The payoff pitch on the way, grounded up the middle. It'll be fielded by Torin. Here we go. The late throw. McClain's going home, and Torin holds on to the ball. He'll throw over to Santana. There's a tag at third. Runners on the corners. That will advance Juan Alonso from second to third. Kendall George will only go to first off the fielder's choice. Torin nearly held onto the ball. A second too long. His toss to Santana was just in time, and he's able to tag out Sean McClain at third base. So now Alonso stands at third. Wilman Diaz will get ready to step up, Jesus Galiz on the pinch hitter. All sorts of substitutions, with both managers playing the game of chess right here. Galiz, his first pitch on the way, fouled backwards 0-1. And you start to wonder, will manager John Shoemaker get aggressive and put Kendall George in motion? A top 10 player in the California League when it comes to stolen bases. 0-1, there goes George. And no throw from Kenny Castillo. He'll have another stolen bag on the year. Count is 0-2. A stolen bag yesterday for George, and now a stolen base today when he pinch hit. And once again, Rawhide infield plays in. Swing and a miss. Strike three from Labano. Upstairs fastball, and Galiz can't catch up to it. There's two down in the inning, and the Rawhide defense can go back to their normal positions where they lead by one. Here comes Gerald Perez to the plate. Gerald Perez, the home run leader at the plate. Labano's first pitch on the way in there for a strike, 0-1. Alonso at third, George at second. 0-1 with two away. Alexis Labano looking for his first save in a Rawhide uniform, and that ball is bounced in, and Kenny with one of his most crucial stops of the year. He keeps the ball in front, 1-1. Perez 0-for-3 in this ballgame. An inning-ending double play back in the fifth. A ground out to third and a pop-out. He has reached base safely off of a walk in the eighth inning, where he was stranded over at first. 1-1 with two away here for Gerald Perez. Incorrect, 0-2. Labano to close out the game. The pitch. Outside corner, strike three called, and the Rawhide close out the game with a win. Back-to-back wins against Rancho and Labano, 1-for-1 in save opportunities in single A ball. Visalia, two runs on eight hits and one error. Meanwhile, for Rancho, one run on four hits and no errors, and Rancho strands two in scoring position, a problem that has plagued this Quakes team all season long. And the Rawhide rally late, a run in the eighth and a run in the tenth, and back-to-back wins to take a 2-1 series lead over Rancho in the first three games of the series. We'll take a break, and when we come back, we'll wrap up this ballgame. And Visalia now in 2024, they're 23-30. Meanwhile, Rancho, they're 24-28. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball right here at VisaliaRawhide.com.
Attention Central Valley residents. Are you in need of top quality cooling, heating, and plumbing services? Look no further than Bowles Comfort. Our expert team is proud to serve the Central Valley with reliable and affordable solutions. Whether you're in need of new air conditioning system, furnace repair, or plumbing installation, we've got you covered. Plus, with our commitment to customer satisfaction, you can trust that we'll get the job done right. Don't wait. Call Bounce Comfort today at 559-234-4131 to experience the Bounce Comfort way.
American Business Machines has been providing custom business solutions to the Central Valley for nearly 100 years. Providing black and white or color copiers and printers, while also specializing in phone systems, surveillance cameras, IT, and printing services. ABM would be happy to create a solution to your business, church, or organization's unique needs. For more information, visit abm1.com. That's ABM, the number one, .com.
There's a story about President Kennedy visiting NASA in 1962 and meeting a janitor while he toured the building. Kennedy asked him, "What do you do here?" The janitor replied, "Well, Mr. President, I'm helping put a man on the moon." At Cahuilla Health, we hold that same belief that every employee in every department has a purpose necessary to achieve our mission of caring for our community. They are the driving force behind our commitment to provide compassionate, world-class care to everyone who walks through our doors. They are at the heart of what we do, no matter what job they hold. Because when you set out to achieve something extraordinary, something so demanding yet so worthwhile, no job is too small. At Cahuilla Health, all of our employees are making a difference in the way we care for our community. Cahuilla Health, more than medicine, life.
Cahuilla Health, more than medicine, life.
It was a ball game that lacked a whole lot of action. Heading into the eighth inning, however, Visalia tied up the ball game in the eighth. And tense moments in the late stage of this ball game. But we'll go through the ball game from the top. Jacob Steinmetz with a nice outing tonight. Six innings of work, three hits, one earned run. Struck out four batters and walked one. However, we'll look at the first inning where Rancho was the first team to get on the board this evening. It occurred in the bottom of the second inning. Logan Wagner with a leadoff double. And then the sac fly from Carlos Rojas scores Logan Wagner from third base. And Rancho led the ball game 1-0. Jacob Steinmetz now three straight outings where he goes five-plus innings of work. Mentioned the stat line already, but Visalia, they wouldn't score again. Or they wouldn't score their first run, as a matter of fact, until the top of the eighth inning. Junior Franco leads things off with a single. Then his ninth stolen bag of the year puts him in scoring position. Back-to-back strikeouts by Visalia three different times where they had a runner at third or better. And you wondered, would this be another time when Visalia couldn't bring that runner home from third base? It would not be the case. Drew Jones, who had 12 RBIs in the month of May, it led this Rawhide club, steps up in the clutch time, RBI single. One batter later, Adrian DeLeon strikes out. However, the positive sign was a 1-1 ball game through eight innings of work. And then in the ninth inning, Jordan Chalas checks into the ball game. And tensions were high there too, or should say in the bottom of the eighth. Jordan Chalas comes in, first batter he faces. He thought he struck out Jordan Thompson. Manager D. Garner comes flying out of the dugouts, wondering how it wasn't a strikeout. And tensions started to rise. Both bullpens were on the edge of rushing the field. They were holding back. Infield was coming in as well. And then Chalas with the strikeout, the stare down to the Quakes dugout, bottom of the 10th, sits down the Quakes in order. And then Chalas, he had some words to say to the Quakes after that one. Walked back to the Rawhide dugout. And then in the top of the 10th inning, Kenny Castillo steps up clutch, a two-out single. The RBI scores Christopher Torin from second base, and Visalia leads the ballgame 2-1, entering the bottom of the 10th inning. Rancho threatened, however. They had the ghost runner Sean McClain over at second base. He got over to third base. A wild pitch in there. Nearly could have scored, but a ground ball from Juan Alonso ended up getting Sean McClain over at third base. And then Jesus Galiz comes in the ballgame. He strikes out. And then Alexis Lobano, in his first save opportunity, strikes out Gerald Perez to end the ballgame. The salute over to the third base side, and plenty of boos greeted this Rawhide team as they play villain ball on this Thursday night and capture their second straight win, and now lead this series 2-1. Final score tonight, Visalia 2 runs on 8 hits and 1 error. Meanwhile, for Rancho, they have 1 run on 4 hits and no errors. Jordan Chalas receives his first win of the season. He's now 1-3 with a 3.05 ERA. Meanwhile, Luna is 0-1. Jesus Luna 0-1 with a 1.80 ERA. Alexis Lobano, his first save in Rawhide uniform. What's up, aside, and when we come back, we'll take a look at the out-of-town scoreboard, and we'll get you ready for tomorrow's Game 4 of the 6-game series. Visalia takes the third game of the series. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball at VisaliaRawhide.com.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Right now, get low 3.99% APR financing on Highlander, or check out great lease deals on the stylish Camry, sporty Corolla, and dynamic RAV4. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details. Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Right now, get low 1.99% APR financing on the powerful Tundra and Tundra Hybrid, or check out the all-new redesigned 2024 Tacoma. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball, a game that was filled with plenty of emotion. Looking forward to tomorrow's ball game. Meanwhile, around the California League, the Lake Elsinore Storm captured the win against the Inland Empire 66ers. They snapped their 3-game losing skid of a final score 5-1. Lake Elsinore, 2 runs in the 6th and a run in the 9th to provide them the insurance they needed over Inland Empire. Meanwhile, out in Modesto at John Thurman Field, the Nuts 3-2 winners against the Fresno Grizzlies. And then lastly, out at Banner Island Ballpark in Stockton, the Ports shut out the San Jose Giants, final score 3-0. Meanwhile, on the Arizona Diamondbacks organization, out in High A, the Spokane Indians rally against the Hillsboro Hops, a 6-run bottom of the 6th inning. Spokane 9-4 winners against Hillsboro on this Thursday night. Meanwhile, in Amarillo, they'll have to play a doubleheader tomorrow afternoon as they had to postpone their game against the Tulsa Drillers. And then lastly, out in AAA, in the bottom of the ninth, Reno Aces lead over the Tacoma Rainiers 4-3. Lastly, out at the major league level, the Arizona Diamondbacks captured their 30th win of the year. They defeat the Padres out at Petco, final score 4-3. Corbin Carroll, the man of the hour, he was 3-for-5 with a double, 2 runs, and a stolen base for the reigning National League Rookie of the Year. Meanwhile, here in Rancho, it'll be Denny Lorando on the mound for Visalia tomorrow night. We'll announce the starting pitcher for tomorrow's ball game tomorrow during pregame. 6:30 is the first pitch for tomorrow's ball game. We'll be live on the air starting at 6:20 p.m., and the Rawhide will like to capture their third straight win and be 1 game away from taking the second series of the year against the Rancho Quakes after they came into Valley Strong Ballpark in May and took 4 out of 6. One final time today, Visalia 2-1. Visalia's winner is Jordan Chalas. He is 1-3. Meanwhile, this is Luna. He is 0-1. Alexis Lobano receives his first save of the year. It took us 2 hours and 56 minutes to play tonight's ball game in front of a crowd of 1,923 fans. Reminder, tomorrow's ball game is scheduled for 6:30. We'll be live on the air starting at 6:20 p.m. So until we talk tomorrow night, Joe Gonzalez saying have a great night and go Rawhide.